Last week we learned the Gemara on Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara speaks about the three Sholosh Tekifah Tainas, three Dinim that require Tekifah. The first one was Tekif Nisnicha Shkita, that's the Machlechet in Beisa. When you bring Korbanos, you're supposed to do Smicha, you have to, the Bala Korban has to lean on the head of the Korban. So the Halacha requires that the Smicha might be done by the Bala Korban right before you do the Shkita. You can't do the Smicha on Wednesday and then do the Shkita on Thursday. It has to be done right before, and then Taisus even discusses how much time can you wait on the same day. You can't wait too long, and Taisus can say that has arrived, but it should be more than 22 Amis, more than the time that it takes to walk 22 Amis. That's the first thing. We're no longer that from Sukkot. The second thing was take it from the Tiro Sedai and Bracha. The second thing was take it from Gula Tiro. If you have to have Smichas Gula and Tiro, both by Shachar and by Bairus, right after you take Gaul and Tiro, you have to start the Shema Nesha, you shouldn't be Mastic. And the third thing was take it from the Tiro Sedai and Bracha. So we mentioned, we didn't explain it fully, someone asked me later on. So the key behavior on this thesis on the bottom tells you that these three skifas appear in the Medrash Rabbah on Dvarim and in Talmud Yerushalmi on Brachos. So that in the Medrash Rabbah on Parshas Dvarim they put Sukkim to show that all of these three dinim require thesis. So the pasuk that was quoted by the Medrash Rabbah, the Babli doesn't quote, but the pasuk that was quoted by the Medrash Rabbah indicates to take it from the Tiro Sedai and Brach, they're right after 9 Macher and you have to say Bechat HaMazim. But that being not to give me 3 words, 3 Dechim Kodesh, Baruch Es Hashem. 3 Dechim Kodesh means you should wash your hands, Baruch Es Hashem, you should say Bechat HaMazim. So then we mentioned that the Mora in Sreita, on Daf Lama says from the Alba, the Kibbeg of Sechon Zahm is one Sreita says, the Kohanim, you should wash their hands before they Bechat. Also based on the same parts, it's 3 Dechim Kodesh, as also as Hashem. So as it says that since the Medrash Rabbah says that pasuk is telling me that you need to take it from Tiro Sedai and Bracha, that you shouldn't be masking between my Macharenim and Birchat HaMazon. Anyway, we're in the same pasuk. The Kohanim should wash their hands before they do them. So it sounds like you need to take it for this. Because it shouldn't follow that the Kohanim should be lying the fact that they wash until the dying in the morning. That the Rashi was Machmer, they should wash their hands immediately before they're about to do them. That was the kasha that I mentioned the kasha of Machren. How can that pasuk, the more sense of it, that pasuk is a marker for the din, so I don't have to wash the hands before the dukhan. How can it be? If you mean a bracha to a pasuk of dam, then I can mean a bracha to the dam shalom. If I don't have to wash the hands because they're going to say, Asher kibisham, the kibisham, the shalom, the kibisham, the kibisham, the kibisham, the kibisham, the kibisham, the kibisham, no, you have to wash your hands before other brachas that you say. So that's not what it means that the Kohanim have to wash the hands before they say the Birchat HaMitzvah should be shalom and be shalom to shalar. No, it means the hands are clean. But they're not allowed to do it before they wash the hands specially. They have to have them clean to that. So how do you learn that out of Mitzvah? It's three different places, good, bad, I ever think. And Baruch HaShem, those are different, and the different is the Baruch HaShem, Baruch HaShem, Baruch HaShem, Baruch HaShem, Baruch HaShem, Baruch HaShem,
Baruch
This Gemara is clearly not talking about the Tiro Sedai before HaMazon, but that's a Gemara later. We said later in Brochus, it's right there in
Gemara.
No. This is talking about a different problem. Not Nikar Adin, it's not the same. Nikar Adin, that's what the Nebuchadnezzar. said in his Shavu'ah, he used to give mitzvah that the people don't observe the Sabbath. They don't observe the stocking that it is. You know, that debate. Said he told them mitzvah last thing he was going to tell them again.
Yeah.
They have to say, I have to wash and say, I'm right there on the bagel, and he thinks about it, about the same as I just want to wash. And he threatens, he wants to resign from the Rabbanus because they're not listening to him. They took it decently. These were the drushes from Yeri Yehuda that he wrote himself with Yusha Tzlach. That's what he wrote up in his drushes. It came to recently in one of the Spartan journals, so that was called the Beit Taharis, and every couple of months we put out another journal of Yehuda. So they got a manuscript of a drasha that the Rebbe Yehuda gave on Shabbat HaGadol. And in that drasha, he just went through the dilemma, matzah, like a kiss to Shulchanar. The present, matzah, morer, kevesim, arbitrasis, not just like a kiss to Shulchanar. That was Shabbat HaGadol drasha. So Shabbat HaGadol drasha, he gave Tachacha, and things that the religion does. So one was about the bagels, and he threatens to resign over the bagels, he's going to resign from the Rabbanus. He's obviously there's something wrong with me that I can't explain to you, I can't convey the message, you don't understand how I'm talking about. And then he gave him to Chacha, why, when they wash and they look at lines, they talk and they talk and they talk, and they say the drop on the first time. All the big Rabbanus are concerned. So he's complaining that it's all about to do it. As they're watching themselves about and they talk all they want. Till they say the Brahman says once, then they don't say well till they say Habayis. So he says, Nikiradin is a fakir. Nikiradin, you're allowed to be mafsi. Can you see the service to Diamond Habayis? Now, Vaz, he says, you shouldn't be mafsi. So you shouldn't be mafsi. But let's say someone has a question to say, a monosyllabic answer to say, yes, no. Someone, that's a bit. You shouldn't get involved in that. That's and a long conversation, but he says, the Ikadin of Hesek really is, normally a Brahmi is supposed to say before you do the Mitzvah Ovelos, here's an exception to the rule, we don't exactly understand fully why we say the Brahman is going to sit down after we wash, but the Brahma always has to be in the spirit for the Maitan Mitzvah, so just like when you normally say Brahma before you do the Mitzvah, you're not permitted to be Mafi to the Brahma Mitzvah, so Mafi, you've got to repeat the Brahma again. Here, when you do the Mitzvah first, then you say the Brahma later, so the Brahma has to be in the spirit for the Mitzvah, Dainu, not to be mafik in the thing in the strip. And the Amir Hadrach says, he says, the Ikad didn't have to get there talking as they're washing, after they wash, before they say the Brach, and the Torah says, I'm Gefarach, that's the main thing. Same thing when the women bench lift. The women bench lift on Friday afternoon, so first the minute is they light the candles first, and then they say the Brach, and the Hadrach Nashal Shabbos afterwards. So the Brach, really should have been recited over last year, before the bench lift. No God, the Feshesh, that when they recite the Brach, the Kabbalah says, after Shabbos, and how do I do the Maracha? Of lighting the candle, so they light the candle first. But they should be careful not to be mafsik. They shouldn't have whole conversations, and they shouldn't start walking back and forth in the kitchen and start doing other things. They should sit on the list and put out the candle, put out the match right away, and say the bracha immediately right after, without any hafsekas. Like the Nevi Yehuda says, going to get them into Mitzvah Bayim. Whenever you do a mitzvah first, and then you say the bracha after, so that's the ikir, that's the real, didn't have to, not to be not, you can do the afiyas ha-mitzvah, and the amiras ha-bracha later. Anyway, so this is the memra of Rav. I don't know, I just know. Someone asked me that they didn't understand what my question was, so that's why I wanted to explain what it was. But the prospect from which the medrash and the Yishalmi learn out the din, I'll take it from the Tila Brocha that you shouldn't be mafsik in between my machrenim and Birchas Hamazon, is that prospect is a different prejudice. You brought the Hashem, one following the other. From the same prospect, the Talmud Goblin says it learns out that the Kohanim should wash their hands before they duchen, and that's why Tosfos says, well, I'm off at the Rashi, that it should be taken, they should wash immediately before they duchen and not to rely on the washing in the morning. So that's what the Tela. How can you tomorrow and say to learn out from that passage that the army should wash before they do? They're not saying the Brachat Hashem. They're saying the Brachat Tal Bosa Vada. Okay. You have to tell? Okay. I just explained the question.
But why? What are you talking to a mystery of wash?
Why? You don't wash your empty
square. Why? Which
you
only wish
you
don't
wash? Most mysteries you don't wash. Their hands are clean. Yeah, that's the place to say. You know, I said, for some strange reason or another, we don't say the broth before the time we don't say it. So that's the place to say. We say after because sometimes our hands are dirty, we touch our shoes, we went to the bathroom, and so on. The Gishan is, what if it's not? What if the person knows that it's not? So what good reason is there that we violate the real din in the Gemara that saw Mrs. Kulnavar Halay Mother like this? And very sure we made our own life for it. In the Gemara, the whole thing doesn't say. So the Mishnah Guru writes such a lawsuit that if somebody decides Now, Rosh decided, someone decided that he would prefer to say the drop down to the Saddam before he washes. So don't have to, we don't have such a good reason. We don't have such a compelling reason to violate the dish. The Gemara takes that in the first day, all of the authors before. The Gemara only has an exception to the rule by a gear to Sego in the midst of the back. And the Sego, the Shadow, and the Sego, the Lord, is that like right? So, Bravo, the Ole, after the gear was coming out of the mix, then he says the Gemara, I should finish on this kind of Allah's feeler. Then the Gemara says another exception to the rule is Lubin. He says, when I say nothing, say, he says, he says the Gemara afterwards. So we even outsmarted the Gemara the other way. We outsmarted the Gemara to figure out in Eishir how to do the Bracha on the Lulav Oivalat Yasin. So we're pushing to have more Oivalat Yasin than to get to the Tzimtzum Shetayim. So Pachet, we outsmarted the Gemara and we say the Bracha L'Acharas Yasin. Why? Because against the Gemara was the case. He gave you all reasons. Hands are dirty. Touch the shoes. He can't even address or whatever. But what if he doesn't have any of the above? So it's a light move. He had a light move to violate this. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, if you want to. He said it about it before. It's not such a strong reason. Some of them do. So how many of you say Drachas every step of the rule? Some of them. And
in the Chazal,
they would go to the book on Yom Kippur. They would go to the Mishnah Berurah. They would go to the Mishnah Berurah. Because he said the Brach every 3 weeks. So how many of you say Drachas? Every time there's a... One of the Agoidos, of the Kabbalah, says it's their prophet, it's the step that you've got. The prophet every step of the way.
When we go in and wash, they wouldn't say Bracha.
When the Levine was washed, they go out and
they
go out and
they
go out
and
they
go out and they go out
and they go out. When the Levine washed the Kohanim's hands, they go out and they go out and they go out. The Kohanim don't say Bracha when they wash before the Kohanim because according to other Rishonim, there can be lying in the Tilat Adam that they did before Shabbos, and this whole Tilat Adam is because opening was unnecessary. But what if they had to go to the bathroom in between, and then it's actually necessary? So then it should follow that they should say Racha when the Kohen should say Racha when they wash their hands before Dukhari. So then he mentioned last week that they had to be rooted right from his comments on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, and the doubling was over, that there were those who disagreed with the whole thing, and they held that the Chacham and Yishan Bukhul. Maybe the Chachamim would never be back in the Bechus on this time, next to the Tzilat Adam. Maybe only on the Tzilat Adam before eating bread. And waking up in the morning, that's the Tzilat Adam, they're on the Tzilat Adam, they're on the Tzilat Adam. But this is the Tzilat Adam, that the Tzilat Adam washed the hands before the Tzilat Adam. Maybe, maybe, and maybe no. They're not sure.
They didn't wash it by Catholic and by Muslim. If they're Muslim, they must have
had an oil.
Yeah.
Before they do. So that's the Shaila, do they have to say a Bracha? If they didn't go to the bathroom in between, then for sure they don't say a Bracha. But then they can rely on the Rech and the Tzilat that they did no more. They can be a stuffy broker. Do you really have to wash a Yom before the Zuchan or not? But if they did go to the bathroom, they did touch their shoes or something, then you didn't really have to wash again. So that's a big enough like it's a bus, no, they say a broker
now. So we would ask you, why don't they use this question to say that the Kohen would be the Zuchan to say a broker? Why don't they just have to, why don't they have to say some kind of a broker? Sit down, hand wash.
The like what this point is indicating, you've got to have to wash the hands and before they do.
Why don't we say, what's the problem? Why don't we say you have to wash the hands? What's the problem?
Yeah, the question is that they're doing a mitzvah. That's a general rule. Call on Mrs. Kuhl, and we're going to have a lot of before you perform any mitzvah. You say a bracha, you have a good reason not to. When you give brachas, when you give a reason why you don't say a bracha. So it says mitzvah that he has special reasons why you don't say a bracha. But if you don't have a special reason, yeah, so you say you should say a bracha. So why should Tamach Lenin come up with such an einfall that's a year? Why should they have such an einfall that's a year? When the Kohanim wash the hands before Dukhanim, we're never in the back in the Bechus and the Bechus. Why is the Bechus never in the Bechus and the Bechus and the Bechus? The fact is that you should care about
it.
Yeah, the pastor says that you should not say. You should not say. A lot of people say, yeah, different problem of Tehillim. So the Magen Avraham already talks about the Tehillim. So it could be that it's really talks about it. The Magen Avraham talks about it, I remember. I think he said that it's not correct. You should not say that it's a half-tick. That it's really a half-tick. Some people think they don't touch anything in the Tehillim and the Brach.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Yehuda says that Zik is in Hesed, that's sure Hesed. Other people say this, and they say the Bracha, before they say Hamotzi, they say at this one, the Bracha is in Hesed. That's all true. That's Shteik and Shulchan Aruch. And then Yehuda says, you're not Gnostic yet. It's not the practice is not to say anything. From the time that you start to wash, it'll be the time to say Hamotzi. Then after Hamotzi, you can say whatever you want. So those were the three sneakers that Allah said the Gemara had. So take it, you should have sneakers during the tzimah, you should have the sneakers on the carbon immediately before the shechita, and right after the maimah shayman you should then sneakers on the And Abai says, up on the maimah, nusafot and agarisafot. So take it, with Tamina Chacham and Brocha Shinemar, we learn out from the Pasuk that when a Talachachim touches something, he'll turn to gold. You see a lot of Tamil Chacham, doesn't touch the gold, doesn't turn to gold, means that they're not really Tamil Chacham. And Tamil Chacham is not a good. It's like, Rachei Hashem Bikul Alecha. Rachei Hashem Bikul Alecha stay. Right away. Lovram tells Yankit that he can tell that the bracha that he got so rich and he had so many children and everything went well, is in the school of Yankel Avinu. Before he came, if he wants to help another prophet, Baruch Hashem is based on Mitzvah, big all Yosef. Right away when Yosef was in charge of the Beit HaShem Potiphar, everything went well. Either from Yankel or from Yosef, he learned out this idea. Okay, that's not all Lachan.
I'm sorry,
even the question that this was the prophet's favor. No, it should be because
it's Sitchin. Because it's
Sitchin. Yeah. It could be, it doesn't really mean take it to Tamina Chacham in Bracha. It could be, how do you know if a person is a tzaddik or not? Very hard to judge. If a person is a Tamina Chacham, you assume that Tzara Medina de Zahiris, Zahiris Medina de Zahiris, Zahiris Medina de Zahiris, Zahiris Medina de Zahiris, and Tahara, and so on, right? So maybe that's what it means. To tell if a person is a Tamina Chacham is easier than to tell if a person is a tzaddik, a Jewish or not. That's why I always say that the Gorelis needs to say the Russian. The Havnish, they don't have a barometer to measure one Jewish amount. What are you going to measure? How much he shuckles or whatever? How long he does? How can you tell? It doesn't mean anything. We know how to tell whether a person is a Talmud Chacham or not. The Gemara is true. The Torah is true. The one is normally under all the circumstances, the one is a great Talmud Chacham. Most probably will be a great Jewish amount. Most probably will be a great ecstatic. Sometimes it's not so. The Rabbi Shani, we discussed, in the end of the first century tradition, there's no discussion of the Zinim of standing up in the presence of the Talmud Chacham. So the Ran has him up, the Ran and the Riz has him up like this, with the Ramban over there. What is the Yisrael Adin of standing up to the Talmud Chacham? So some say it's based on Kovanat Torah. So the Gemara says, how do you know you have to stand up when they carry a Sefer Torah? So the Gemara says, if it's Mitzvah Gehov, come in Mitzvah like Kol Shekin, if you stand up to the Talmud Chacham, I represent Torah. You certainly have to say that if you're carrying a Sefer Torah, it's a Chachamah Chaimah. And now the Rishonim is saying no, that it's not that you're standing up out of the Chachamah Chaimah, out of Kavod HaTorah, but rather out of Kavod to his Yirah Shamayim. Rather out of Kavod to his Dikta to Shmir Chaimah. You assume that the one who's a great Chachamah Chaimah probably is a great Medaktik Ministry. So what if you have a person who's known to be a great Chachamah Chaimah? Then you start a Medaktik Ministry. But the Mark Taka says you don't say no. What if you have a person who's a very big tzaddik? No, even them is a very big tzaddik, and this guy got Talmud Chacham, so the Gemara says, you do stand up. So that's a machlokes on that Gemara. You have to stand, the Gemara says, you have to stand up for a person who's a medaktik, a balmaisim haver. The Gemara says, by Rami Bar Yechezkel. Rami Yechezkel, the father of Rami Bar Yechezkel, was a pashut to follow us and learning, but he was a balmaisim in the very cool. So Rabbi Shmuel, the Amoran, used to stand up for this Rami Yechezkel. The Gemara says, why? But they knew how to learn better than him. No, the Chesko was a Balmaisim habit. He was a very Atum Yid. So what kind of Allah is that? It's Rav Rishon, that's only a Midas Chassidus. The Yitra Adin, that's not included in this Dina Nisari that is based on St. Kevitov. St. Kevitov, in the Bible, St. Kevitov, and goes on Kamil Chacham, doesn't go on one of the Tzadik. And Rav Rishon say, no! That exactly is the Yisrael Adin. The only reason why you have to stand up in the presence of the Talmud Chacham is because you assume the Talmud Chacham most probably is a great and a Baptist minister than the other person, but if you know otherwise, that's otherwise. Because it really is that just that the learning is a way to determine who's a great and a Baptist minister. It could be that that's what the Gemara meant also over here, thinking the Talmud Chacham problem. It could mean that it's not Talmud Chacham. It could be that it means Tzadikim. Tzadikim. Okay, we're up to the Mishnah. So after the Mishnah discusses Zirach HaLayayin Shalifnei HaMazayin Patarus HaYayin Shalach HaMazayin. The practice was that they used to drink wine. They used to have wine before they washed, before they had HaMazayin. And then in the middle of the meal they had wine, before HaMazayin. And then they had wine after the meal, before the Benshin, Rashi points out, before the Birchas HaMazayin. So the wine that they drank before the meal, or after the meal, that was a toast. They were drinking wine. The wine that they had in the middle of the meal was like we drink it, coffee, or tea, whatever. Just
the wine after the meal wasn't forbidden.
Not necessarily. Like dessert. No, so washdown was in the middle of the meal of the judge of washdown. The more it's called that lishlos. That is what happened. Lishtos, the drinking of one before the meal and after the meal before the benching, that's called lishtos. And the water in the middle of the meal, that's lishtos. That's to wash down into something liquid. But the wine that you drink in the middle of the meal is not as harsh as the wine that you drink before and after the meal before the bench. So it's only to wash down the food. But that's what the Gemara has in Machlokes Amaroi. What if they didn't bring any wine before the meal? The Mishnah says, they said Bari Pri Agopin on the wine before the meal, you're a Halayan, she's looking at Muslim, because that Bari Pri Agopin covers the wine in the middle of the meal. Then it's whatever you eat or drink in the middle of the meal, you don't have to say Bracha except for wine. I didn't want before Chutzman Hayyam, because Bari Bracha Vayashma. Where is that Gemara? Here. On the bottom of Mem Alif on the day, turn over to Mem Beis Amid Alif on the top of the graph. Even though you said Hamraisi on the last line on Mem Aleph on the day, going over to the top line on Mem Beis Amid Aleph. If the person said Hamraisi, he doesn't say Shahakal on the soda that he has in the middle of the meal and on the tea or on the coffee, but that's the Agrafin. He does have to say on the wine that he has in the middle of the meal. But what if he said that he got the Agrafin on the wine that he had Kiddush? Unless he had a drink, Hashem had a drink of wine before he started the meal. Then there's no need to say Agrafin about the Agrafin on the wine that he has in the middle of the meal and more on the wine that he's going to have after the meal before the benching. But he's going to bench and then have more wine. So if I say so, the benching is like the Hesed Agraz. That's the declaration that you finish eating. Then if you want to continue drinking wine, you have to bench and have to say, no, it's not the Agraz. Okay. Yeah, like that was said, that's right. But the Agraz, and as you said, on the wine before the meal covers that wine, the wine in the middle of the meal, and the wine follows the meal before the benching. Gemara has a machlekes, so what if they didn't bring the wine before the meal? And they only begin to serve wine in the middle of the meal. So that was the Braisa. That wine in the middle of the meal, even though the Rabbi Abayim Machmas al-Suda needs the bracha, he has to say bracha al-Gavim. That's not how Zachshid is from drinking wine. He's just drinking the wine because he's to wash down the food. That's literally to wash down the food. Now, what if they finished eating and then they serve wine after the meal before benching? So that's our Shaila Midimara. Does he have to say another bracha al-Gavim? Because the first bracha al-Gavim, so they said on the wine in the middle of the Suda, was only on a Shvach HaChashid is from wine. That is only wine, Mishrei. So now he's having wine, Mishrei. More Hashiv, a form of drinking wine. But that's the Machleki Samarayim on Omid Bey. More has a Machleki. One Amara says, yeah, one Amara says, no, back and forth, this Amara, that Amara, the other Amara. So it's very unclear how he passes him. The Gemara doesn't say how he passes him. The Tesis tells you how he passes. It says on Omid Bey that there's a Machleki. It sounds like a Machleki Rav and all of the Talmidim of Rav. Machlokes in Rav and the Talmidim of Rav. Because what do you mean? The Talmidim of Rav didn't listen to their Rebbe, so the answer is... The Gemara will often ask a Stira. How can it be? Rav says that the Talmidim of Rav says that the Gemara hopes that it's a Stira. But the Gemara they have such an institution, the Talmidim listen to the Rebbe. So it's not necessarily the whole generation. But at least the Talmidim of Rav listen to Rav. So that's considered the same. So that's the basis point to us. If the Gemara says that Rav held, you do not have to say another bracha. But all the time, the Gemara held that you do have to say another bracha. You said you first brought your bracha on the wine in the middle of the meal, which is less kosher. And then you want to continue to drink wine after the meal, which is a more kosher wine. That's a real cocktail, separate from any other. And all the time, the Gemara held that it does need a bracha. So there's something fishing over here that's fishy. The Talmidim of Rav must have heard from Rav that he holds like that. That's the truth of his mind. It must have been a misunderstanding of what Rav held. But that's how we assume that the halacha is like the Talmidim of Rav says. That's how we taught him. That if he began to drink wine in the middle of the meal and then want to continue the rest of the meal before benching, you would require another bracha. Even that's the exact same bracha. Same bracha, part of the agrafa. Same bracha. So the chorim sound right. So the chorim sound bichas on the hand and you don't need it. You don't need it. That's what he said. If you have wine in the middle of the meal, probably also in the time difference on the hand, and you don't really have to say a bracha. Because he said, I might see it. One of my machmas has food, any food or beverage, everything is covered by the amoishman. The separate thing, you have to say about the bracha. Go and bracha the atzma, the separate bracha. Because wine has a hashivah, and it's like a bracha sherech on the door. So you won't see, even though you have wine in the middle of the meal, you said about the bracha. So what do you want? Another bracha al-gavim? You need to use it? A bracha sherech on the door? A special sakana? Wine, because it has a hashivah. So now the wine, you're having the wine now, but so it's more hashivah than the wine in the middle of the meal. That's what we're talking. You need another bracha al-gavim.
But has there any place of him like this where he knew the mystery of the moral with a more better way that can make another move? So let's say the essay. He looked to the essay that he found a nicer one, a more who
that he was. So we assume that you've been great already.
Yes,
sir, my friend. Look, that person shakes in. A person put on tefillin in the morning and then he wants to put on tefillin for mincha. Doesn't say bracha again. So that's a machlekes in Gemara Sukkim, machlekes Hakanan. We talked to him, yes, Kol Eimus Shem Michon, Mubarak Aleh. He put on a talus in the afternoon, he said, another drop put on. Kill him as many times as one, he said, well, so what about Esrig? I already bench Esrig in the morning, I want to bench Esrig again. So Rashi is quoted the same in the days of Targay. So some of them of Rashi quote, the Rashi said the same thing Esrig. If you want to shake Esrig many times in a day, every time you shake the Esrig, you say another drop. And we don't talk to him like that. We assume that it's different. That by tefillin and nisha, they didn't go to the rescue of our yard. So if he took off the tefillin, what if it's on again? So then it's going to be a tefillin on this, because he's going to have it more of the day. You're going to be wearing talus and tefillin. And that's tricky. It's not been nothing. There's no additional tefillin on nisha. It's a heater. The Gemara says, Anshi, we shall allow you to continue to carry the Abba Minim all day long. Now the Hadiyah Kamar Mitzvah Chavivah Saleh. I don't believe it's on this, but the practice is that there's no added scheme on this today. So you will not recite another bracha later on when you pick up again. So that's different. You wouldn't say a bracha.
The ethic is more.
We're not talking here about...
But the
ethic is when it's going to pick up the matter, it's going to say anything. Well, you know. This deal that you already said bracha yagofen in the middle of the meal, you got to say another bracha yagofen later, you could say that it's only a din of bracha yagofen because bracha yagofen in the middle of the meal group is really only in tam birchas hasherach or it's not in tam birchas hanen. But it's not even so. We even have it in birchas hanen like that. That a person has a whole bowl full of fruits on the table, guys. He has an apple and he has grapes. The grapes is from the sugar tamir and the apples are not from the sugar tamir. So let's say he thinks he may want to eat all the fruits in the bowl. He doesn't know, he may want to eat all the fruits. So if he first says very free-ho-eight and the first thing that he eats is the apple, and he has in mind he may want to eat more of the fruits, whatever, and then he decides he wants to eat the grapes, then it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Meister Chelem, I don't think the Machado writes that, I think the Magen Avraham, the Meister Chelem says, he has to say another Baruch Hu Hagafen.
Yes,
the Baruch Hu Hagafen. The Baruch Hu Hagafen that was recited on the tree, which is not the Meshuvah Tamid, and will not cover the tree that is the Meshuvah Tamid.
And
that
will be from 1964.
Let's say he took the one that was clearly not the Chavi and not the Shibim. He took the one that was Rechala Deyas, not the Mokosh. I would have said, no. Tashayla's been from Hiduri. Which one is that? So I said, Nish Tazam Ahuda. But once he said the Torah has Yait, he said Yait for everything. So Tzadik Shulchan Aruch knows that if the second fruit is more kosher than the first one, so it's not covered with the birchas hanehen. We're talking about birchas hanehen, so the birchas hanehen is only decided to tell us birchas hanehen, you know? But the only time to tell us birchas shabbat no yidol.
Then it's a benefit.
You have to take the customer to another birchas hanehen. Get the grain off of the
other. Even if he's right away, you have to say another birchas hanehen. You make them the halachah, you take chicken in the shul. And you have the... You have shabbos where it takes. So when you make the bracha, usually during the week, over here, the next person is going, and then you make on the shabbos. Because you are cautious. But here you have both shabbos, so what do you bring forth?
You
need to. So what's the shabbos going on? Does it go on the shabbos? Does it go on? You only have to make one bracha probably. You don't have to make two brachas. It's the same shabbos.
Yeah.
So what's the bring forth? Should we eat the cake or should we eat the... Or should we eat the... I guess you should eat the shabbos.
More fashion, probably.
Okay.
But then this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in a much greater form than it appears in the Gemara. The Gemara only says it on both the Agafen. One can say that's only restricted to both the Agafen. Because it just has this Gemara, so perhaps the Agafen is after something special, or something special and very different. But in the Shulchan Aruch they quoted not only here, but universal and even in Bechas HaNedin. But the bracha was called originally on the less kosher three, that the Chaladeis was the less kosher, not the Machlokes HaTam. The Chaladeis was the, not the Chavid and not the Shuvah Tamid. And you want that to pop the one that you're going to have later, which is more kosher, so that even to the end it doesn't pop.
the order of the synaptic
I don't remember. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that in the Shum was only the Hasidah in Shabibu. And this, from Shabibu to non-Shabibu, even the Chavis, they don't say it. I don't know why. You have two. One is Chavis, one is not. And you really should have said the Drache.
On the
other is, I don't think it says in Shekhanah like that, that they're not going to be able to be able to but it says it by the Shiva Tamidim. If you have, if you said the birthday rate on the tree, which is from the Shiva Tamidim, if you're not from the Shiva Tamidim, you want that to cover the rate, even the other it doesn't cover. The Chidush. A great Chidush.
No, the non-political person is going to make Chidush. The Chidush basically should be make on the Chidush of the Shiva Tamidim, the Chidush of the Shiva Tamidim, and they use the wine to call it for a good and to introduce our talk to the children. From that, and here we can learn from there that they make Chidush with three kinds of wine. You have to use for the beginning of the Achim Shubach because this is the man you can use for making Kibbin from the middle one because if you want to use, if you use this as a symbol of the Kibbin, you use the best one.
You mean to the heat of it? Tamasra, you say that for the Kiddush, you should say the best one for the Bracha. You're going to say one Bracha, you should take the best one, sir. In the middle of it.
This
is don't say another Bracha. That's not that one. But it's not, Machashiv doesn't matter. Only if it's the only case where they say that the Nazim Yeshiv is the Yad, the Berat Hanan, and it's from non-Shiv is Hanan to Yeshiv is Hanan. I would have thought that that's only by Barbara Agolfin, and I would have not believed this idea that from the non-Shiv is Hanan to Yeshiv is Hanan. I don't really see any market for that in the Gemara. If he said the Baruch Hu Yehi on the apple, but you know, how did he ask to be the evidence on the gate even though you had it in mind? That to me is a teller. I don't know, and I don't see that there's a heifer for me to mind. I always think that wine is different. So you say that if it's a more mature particular wine, but the Gemara says the same thing, the last parish is that Shina Yayin and the self of Baruch. Even though you have a better wine later, the Gemara says the same thing, you don't have to drink. This is Lishtas and this is Lishtas. You just say Atei Va Meikin, you might say, you just say the Drach Atei Va Meikin. But you don't say if it's better or if it's different. If it's Garua, if it's clearly Garua, then you don't say Atei Va Meikin. But if it's either better, like in Machlech, you really talk to me, either better or different, I mean, it's not better. If it's different, then you say,
have every one as a red one, don't you make sure it's not a red one? I mean, when you have different ones, what's more than sugar?
That's the different thing. The Gemara, we end up stopping close up right there, where the close up Yudah, the Tanah. The Tanah of Yudah says that Yayin, Odom, is more than sugar. Because the Pasuk says, I'll say, Yayin, he is Adam. You see that the Yayin of Sodom is considered more than sugar. That's, you know that it's not so. That's, you know that the Rofan is more than sugar. Only that case. I would have assumed only that case. I would have assumed that it shouldn't be extended to any other case. That's what I would have assumed. So that's the first line of the Mishnah about Bar Piagov. You say Bar Piagov, that covers the wine in the middle of the meal and covers the wine after the meal before tension. But the Sayan Shalach HaMazim before tension. Dirachalach HaFerish and Lishnah HaMazim. HaFerish is something that you're eating together, HaFerish HaFerish. You're eating it together with the bread. What exactly is the HaFerish? There's a Shalach here, Rashi says. Rashi says HaFerish. Doctor, chicken, fish. Kismi, all kinds of lachman, it's all kinds of delicious flavored things. Taisa says, how can it be? The Mishnah tells us a chiddush that if he said the brach on the pateres, brach on the pateres, right pateres apart. He said the brach on the pateres, what they're serving, let's say, kishis, before they have hors d'oeuvres, they said, let's say, shahakol or adama or something. So the mechatesa, why should I think that that should pass to the bread? Why in the world can anybody think that that's part? That's a part of the bread? Or this is stirring this with the fish, or the salami or something? Why should the shahakal part of the bread? Well, so you have to say a moisi. So has the basic quotes Rashi. Rashi, Pirish, Pateris means exogging, the foggy, or because says, how can it be? But the Mishnah goes out of its way to say the Biruch ala Pateris, Loi Patar, is a part, that the Biruch ala Pateris doesn't cover the part HaMoisi. What's the Mishnah? Well, of course it doesn't cover. The Pateris says, the Hechreach, he must run shot of the Mishnah. The Mirik Yitirish Abdeinu Hanano, Pateris is Dima Masa Bire, quote. The Mirik Yitirish Abdeinu Hanano, the Pateris is also a bread. But it's some other kind of a bread that does not have hamoitzi. You say very minimum zainus on it. It's some kind of a part of the kitchen that's in the zainus. So that's what I would have thought. This is a bread and this is a bread. And Hashem is off the brach on the bread. They would have thought that, no, this is a brach on the bread. And the mission tells you, no, this is a zainus bread. And this is a hamoitzi bread. You have to say another brach on it when you eat the regular bread later. Unless the purpose of the is just that you shouldn't get your fingers greasy, but you should get both greasy. No, not the last, but it's only good. What do you say? Only the same. Some should say both, and the same is kind of sharp. Hard to say, and hard to say that the Mizrahi is a heathen, and the Gemara has called the Yeshua, even though it's less than 50%, it's not a mixture, so normally you go back to whatever's more right, whatever's more than 50%, that's the Shachar, Adama, Hey, Shachar, whatever, except that it's a Moshe, and even if it's less than 50%, it's still a Magana Gom said, there's a limit, if you have a bowl of soup with two little pieces of spaghetti on the bottom, and he says, you're not going to say the bonus and cover the whole bowl of soup. If you have a lot of spaghetti in it, you have a lot of it, that's made a lot of soup nuts in the soup, then you're only saying the bonus, you don't say shot. But if you just have two or three, then you say two brothers. Could be over here also like that, then you've got to say two brothers.
Yeah, it's a lot of them.
Unless it's only the desert beyond it. It's going to make latkes. And they only put in a little bit of flour, enough that the latkes shouldn't fall apart. That's to keep it from falling apart. So that's not as a problem. That's not as a problem. Like the bread that I make to take away the strong, sharp, salty flavor from the house. It's not as a problem. It's not really a problem. That could have stirred the house. But that's a problem. Sometimes ice cream, that's what Moshe has. They have ice cream with a sandwich and ice cream without a sandwich. So he says, what are you going to say? The sandwich is Mamish a tough bill. No. Mamish a tough bill. One guy the other ice cream. So I don't know why he's interested in having crackers together with ice cream. So you got to send his owners also. It's not Mamish tough bill. He says to say that it's an acre and a tough bill, that you shouldn't say shahakal. Well, on the ice cream. After they come. He said that thing to him in sugar. That you say to drugs. The fellow's interested in eating ice cream. They sell it in the ice cream store, not in the cookie store. This is sold by the ice cream company, not by the cookie company. The think that the ice cream is a problem. If you have nuts that are coated with flavoring, so the nuts is hey, and the flavoring is a problem. But there's money there that the chocolate company is selling these nuts. So they have a lot of chocolate on the outside, so the nuts is a problem. So the chocolate. So then it's only a chocolate, you don't take it away. It's really a chocolate, it's a candy. It's a flavoring of the nuts inside. Well, not there, but no, somebody say the zenith and then you tie a little bit off from the top and you say chocolate and you look off from the nuts. I would think that that's real designer. That's a real Israel assessment. I would think that he's...
Right.
That's like a sandwich. You don't eat the sandwich without having something in the middle.
No.
They have salami sandwich. Finnegan sandwich. You don't say two droppers. You won't. I would assume that this is the real. We can't have Because you put it like more later than Mike Gedera, and Papyrus have the same bracha. But it's like a different. The Mike Gedera is cooked in the potted goat meal cereal, and the Papyrus is some kind of a pot. It's some kind of a cake.
A cook?
No. It's similar to Mike Gedera in the bracha.
In the bracha, both have the same
bracha. Not in the make. No, it's different in the make. There's two different things.
This is another test of possible colors.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's different. It's love doctor. The lotion is revealed to me here. It just means it's some kind of a part which is in there. That is the mission said, there are a lot of parishioners. And the professor said, very minimal design is on some kind of kichalot that he had before the meal. And he plans to have more nash. Design is after the meal, before benching. What about Birch HaLapah? If he said, I'm eating in the middle of the meal or after the meal, he's going to have Papyrus. So if it is, Papyrus is HaPapyrus. If it's Birch HaBoy, Machmas HaTudah. If it's going to turn out that he's going to have cake at the end of the meal or dessert, then it doesn't pass. It's not Birch HaBoy, Machmas HaTudah. But if he said, the Birch HaLapapyrus, like Papyrus HaPapyrus. If he said, Birch, that's the thing that says in the name of Rabbeinu Chanan. If he said, Birch, meal is earnest on the cake that he ate, the chichalach that he ate before the meal, it doesn't cover the bread, even though you might have thought this is pasuk, and this is pasuk doesn't cover. But the way Rashi says, Papyrus means the gesuka fish that he had before, the nash that he had, the weenie roast, or whatever, the marshmallows that he had before, further doesn't pass the damai. And the taita that shahakal on a nash before should pass the damai. But in the Mishnah is mashma that the Papyrus is something that has a shaykh as the pasuk.
Okay, we know all of these. Then Beishamri's opinion is quoted, we're not going to pass it like Beishamri. We're not too sure what Beishamri said, but we're not going to pass it like them anyway. Beishamri Amrin, it doesn't even cover Ach Loi Maisik Zer. What doesn't cover Maisik Zer? What do you mean? When you said Hamaisi, it doesn't cover oatmeal cereal. I wash and I say Hamaisi. The main course is going to be Wheatina, Tarina, in the middle of the meal. Ahama ben Ahama. He's washing, and then the main course is going to be Wheatina. I don't know if they said. That's what they mean to say. That when he says Amaisi, it doesn't cover the oatmeal cereal in the middle of the meal, that's the main course. And we don't talk like that, we talk like this. We look. That's a pshat, that's one pshat. The Gemara is not sure. The Gemara is not sure? Because it says, Birach alapaz, pater es apateris. So is that what Beishameh goes on? Birach alapaz, pater es apateris. Beishameh say, not only does the pas not pas to the pateris, ach loy maisik zera. It doesn't even pass to the Papyrus, it's something Amizaitis that's eaten as an ash. Maisik Zer is something that's eaten Amizaitis that's eaten as a main course. And not only does the Hamaisi not pass to the Papyrus, it doesn't even pass to the lasagna, which is the main course. The Gemara is mistaken whether Beishameh go on the ration or on the Seder. They're not sure what it goes on. So one way to learn is that Beishameh is saying that Hamaisi doesn't pass to. No, the Mishnah says like this, Zir HaLapaz, Potter is HaPaperis. And he said, I might see on the first, so whatever is Boy Machmas HaTzud, it is. Right, and then it says, Beishame disagrees. So that's the two ways, the Gemara is the two ways to read Beishame. We're not going to pass like Beishame anyway. But the two ways to read Beishame. So one way is, Beishame are telling us the Din, that Hamaisi does not pass to everything in the middle of the meal, even though Zor Maboy Machmas HaTzud. Not only does Hamaisi not pass to Paterus in the middle of the meal, it doesn't even pass to Maisi Kedera, which is more for the purpose of feeling. Why not? What's the thought to say that not? Not the Kedera's part, not the Kedera's part. Rather, according to Rashi, we don't understand why Beishame is wrong.
Rashi claims,
yeah,
really enough, that the only time how mercy tater is being in the meal is if you eat them with bread.
Right.
But none of them, many people just say how mercy is beginning the meal. They don't keep on nibbling bread as they're eating the chicken and the kugel and the shalot and everything. So you're chayshish, you're saying that chayshish for Rashi. In Europe, people used to do it because of the chayshish for Rashi sheet, because how mercy only tater all of the things that you eat in the middle of the meal.
You're
eating it, yeah. That's how much tater, so they ate bread with everything, right? Right. But that's the shayla. According to Rashi, the hamotzi only pater is one of my matnas hasudah. If you're going to eat him with bread, the bishami is takarai. Even if you're saying hamotzi at the beginning of the meal, you're not going to nibble bread with your oatmeal cereal. You're not going to nibble bread with the regalia. There's some things that they just don't nibble. It's a hammer than a hammer. That's how we talk to our senses. Yeah, that's how we have that love. But according to Rashi, the only time how much he talks is all of the courses in the middle of the night, he's going to eat bread with them. But the Shaman's talking right. We don't understand how time do they do. We don't understand why we don't talk to like the Shaman. According to senses, we understand that. Senses says, no, he's just how much at the beginning and everything is included. And the Shaman disagrees. They hold like Rashi. The Shaman holds like Rashi's book. So we understand the Shaman. That's one way to read Beis Shammai. Then Gemara has another way to read Beis Shammai, that they're talking about a different thing. They're not talking about Hamotzi, not Patri. No! What Rashi said, that Hamotzi doesn't have the courses in the middle of the meal if you're not eating them with bread, even Beis Shammai doesn't hold like Rashi. Not only does Hila don't hold like Rashi, even Beis Shammai never holds like that Rashi. Tell her. No one holds like Rashi. But Beis Shammai is talking about a different thing. So if you said him, it's like this. That there's two kinds of mezainis. There's a mezainis on Maisa Gedeir. Maisa Gedeir is to fill you up. Oatmeal cereal. Then there's a mezainis on a parperes. What is a parperes? Stacy says, Fastun of the Cairo that doesn't have to be said. Some kind of a mezainis. It's not really for the purpose of filling you up. Rashi and Amadeus writes what the difference is. Rashi and Amadeus writes, the Maisa Kedera, we have 10 lines in the bottom. Rashi writes, Vekoshke Maisa Kedera Shehulecho Lozen Mamish. Maisa Kedera is the oatmeal cereal that's called Lecho Lozen Mamish, to fill you up. That's in order to fill you up. Mashiach came to Papere, the previous Rashi, right before that, he says, Enetach to the Lemilui HaKeres. The Papere is not to fill up the stomach. Ella, he says, it's for a different purpose. What's the other purpose? Lemigmar Achimo. That's the question. What in the world does that mean? So the Rashash thinks that it's a misprint, and it should be lemikrar achila, to develop an appetite, to develop an appetite as an appetizer, right? The food to give you an appetite that you should want to, you should be interested in eating more. Because he doesn't understand if it's not lemikrar, what does it mean lemikmar? What is Rashi made a verb out of the noun? The modern Hebrew, they say, full of nouns and make verbs down. What does it mean? The mikma achila? What does it mean? So he thinks that he should say the migrar. Migmor, yeah, but that should be migmor or achila. I don't know. So the Rashash thinks that it means that the parteris is the migrar achila, an appetizer. That's also called Rama Boy Machmas Hasuda. An appetizer is also called Rama Boy Machmas Hasuda. But that's not the migrar achila. Huh? So not Racha Paperis.
That's an
appetizer. That's an
appetizer.
That's a
dessert?
Yeah.
That's a dessert?
Whatever they say, they're not going to pass it anyway like Rishon. So we might have two pshat. The one pshat was Rishon had telling us that he said, Hamaiti, it doesn't pass the oatmeal cereal that you eat in the middle of the meal. You understand what I mean like Rashi, no? We don't pass from like Rashi, we pass from like Rishon, which is like this. The other pshat, Imar has no. They're not saying that there's something that Hamaiti doesn't pass it. No, that's objurate. Everybody holds like this. Even Rishon holds like this. Rishon is saying a different word. There's two kinds of, like we said in Shulchan Aruch, they say there's two kinds of birthday, right? We said the birthday, right? On the apple, and you had a mind to eat whatever comes your way, and then comes your way, great. But no good, you got to say another birthday, because that's more kosher. So that's what we don't, The Mishnah sounds like that's the sheep that we don't talk about. That's what the Shammai would have said. If you're eating two mezainis, one is a more chashiv mezainis than the other, one is a more fancy mezainis than the other, so one will not pass to the other. That if you ate a pateras afar, and you said mezainis, and you had a mite to cover the mite to gedere, so the one would not cover the other. So this is a form of a burden in mezainis, and the two disagree, make a taster. If this is mezainis and this is mezainis, why should I say that one doesn't cover the other? I don't really know the mocker. Why we should say like that. So those are the two pshatim in the Bishamah. What are they saying? That one designer doesn't pass to the other designer, if the second one may be more kosher in a certain sense. Or even the Hamaiti doesn't cover the mezainis. The Mishnah goes on Ayashai. Oh, you Yoshvim. We invited guests to come to a big party, and everybody's walking around and mashing and eating and whatever. And then they start to say a bracha, kolechot mevorekli atzmo. Everybody has to say his own bracha on whatever he's going to eat. You can't have one person say a bracha. There's 10 people are putting on a talis in the beginning of davening. It's preferable that one should say the bracha and his back of the sick is remote the others because for that one, not as well. We don't do it as fine as that because everybody's going to rush and only going to pay attention and they're going to be mocked, so we don't do it. But Mikra did, that's the way it should be. But so somebody asked me, why don't we do like that by Sphere or Torah?
Yeah.
Everybody's waiting. So why does everybody say the wrong? Let the Rav say the bracha, let the Chaz say the bracha. And everybody should be yoshev with it. So you say because some person hold that you're not yoshev. But it says, the start of Lachem, it says, Zira Lachalusha Tiyechot. What does that mean? So the Pasha Pshat is, the writer writes in the Tirish on the first Saharim. I think the Rosh also, they both write. Pasha Pshat is that you shouldn't think that it's only a third on the Bez Nagoru. Like the dream is when you get to Shere Shab Shashem, you're counting up the years to lead up the Yoshev, so that's only the Safai to Lachor. There's only mitzvah hametalot on the Bez Nagoru. So that's the time. I thought that this also is the purpose of Kriyat HaLuach, because it's a Kriyat HaLuach. Kriyat HaLuach is not going to be Bez Nagoru. It's not going to be, every year is going to be Kriyat HaLuach on his own. Bez Nagoru's job is to be Kriyat HaLuach. So the Bez Nagoru should tell Kriyat. It's for the purpose of Kriyat HaLuach. So the Pasuk doesn't know. Bez Nagoru, then it's a Chavis HaYochid. It's not a Chavis Bez, it's a Chavis HaYochid. So that's the Pasuk Pshat. But other Rishayim, the Chuvah Karaj, the other Rishayim say, no, should they feel the Chalach HaLuach means much more than that. Not only that it's a Chavis HaYochid, that we don't allow Shemaya to own it. Although in every other mitzvah, mitzvah Megillah, Ki HaShayk, and every mitzvah that has to do with Dibur Amireh, we say Shemaya Koineh. Yotar is an exception to the rule. We insist that every person has to still feel on his own. But then that's a Machloket Achreinim on the assumption that you don't allow Shemaya Koineh on the Sphere. What about the Bracha before the Sphere? Should you say that just like on the Sphere you don't allow Shemaya Koineh on the Bracha, also wouldn't allow Shemaya Koineh? Every person has to say, Sphere Lachalach Yachin on the Bracha Lachalach Yachin, or you say, no, the Bracha is not Bracha like all the Brachas in the world.
Somebody listens, like listens to somebody else, goes next to somebody else and says, oh, man, that is Bracha, you're
right. It's Bracha, right. The Mikra Adin, we pass in that you do say Shemaya Koineh on the Bracha. Could it be Mikra Adin, we pass in that you say Shemaya Koineh on the Sphere also? But on the Brach also, but there are some Achrayim, this is a good report. There are some Achrayim who understood that not only do you not allow Shemaya Koineh on the Sphere, that you require to take Shur L'Chalach Rechah, that means that you don't allow Shemaya Koineh, you don't allow Shemaya Koineh on the Brach. Why? Why in the world should it be so? Why? So you should have said this shot, that the Rav Yoh has a different what point is that? The Rav Yoh has a different gear than the Sphere. So you say, Hashem, Kiddush Baruch Hu, Hashem, Hashem, Kiddush Baruch Hu, and the Messiah, 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 and
themselves. A fear of sorrow, everybody says on me. Then you say, how you're in whatever the series that they know, he holds that the mitzvahs are filled in the form of a bracha. You're not finished, you don't say on until he finishes the end. You don't say, I'll fear of sorrow, everybody says on me. Because and then you say Amen. The block is over at the end. That's why it says in the Shulchan Aruch, a penalty kid in it says in the Shulchan Aruch. We discussed it when we learned the first paragraph there. It says if a person thought that it was a cup of wine, and he says, oh, how thou shalt work in my heart, I'm having in mind to finish for three Hagafen. If he would have finished what the Hagafen, he wouldn't even be able to be the Evid. That is a cup of tea, it's not a cup of wine. Then in the middle, Chaptazah, and he says, Shahakam, he destroyed. Doesn't say what the Hagafen. So that's an entire delay of sheep in the Gemara, so we pass from static graph as a hospital, like there is, static graph drop, you don't kill. So the only time you say static graph as a hospital is because graph is along their right. But what if you have a graph that would be their right? Let's say, Dichotan Logan, the person ate the whole meal today's deer, and then at the end he had ice cream, and then after the ice cream, he starts saying, Barnafoshes, Baruch HaTash and Barnafoshes, and he says, what kind of Barnafoshes? So he says, Adonis Allen Kulam does the same thing. What he feels? That's the idea of Shaker Derais. Maybe you're not the right thing. If you want to be lying on this, Pasach HaZaita, if you would have said Barnafoshes on the bread, you wouldn't be the right thing. You say Barnafoshes by mistake on the whole meal, you're not the right thing. So that's a parallel to this case. If I would have finished off, or if I've gotten on the tree, I wouldn't be right there. The parallel to this case is in a diet, like she could say, go to school, the prophet dropped off when the prophet did up on it. They don't say, prophet dropped off when the prophet did right there. If I then she would have to do it, so the rabbi raises the shiloh. If the person says, I shake in a shot of him, it says, it's the one else, he'll say, there are diet, so he thought that tonight is 18. And then he reminds himself, after he finishes the prophet, then he reminds himself, no, last night was 18. Tonight is not 18. And then he says the right thing. So he's a yoytzei the bracha not. So the Rav Yosef says, wow, with spirit. So spirit on it is not as that, it's only the Rabbanon. But to the Bible, like she said, it's only the Rabbanon, so we're okay. And if you would have this bunch of this Amid B'shari Kayyum, and spirit on it would be there, right? The bracha is only the Rabbanon. What kind of a... What is only the Rabbanon? All the brachas are only the Rabbanon. So why did you consider this as traffic their rights?
Because
of one thing. Yeah. Then why do they don't understand? What is it about to do? If I begin the bracha, Shikrishon, I say, bracha Hashem, I can't walk on, I'm about to finish off the bracha, both your bracha. If I would finish off the bracha like that, I wouldn't be able to the bracha, I would have to celebrate a bracha. The bracha is the same here. The only difference is, what are you going to do later? Let's have a I'm saying a bracha, I'm filling, and I realize I have the wrong filling, I have to fill it up in the top. So I take it off and I put on the regular sign. The bracha is just the same bracha. What does it make a difference? But that's what the Dira bracha is. In answer, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. That if you say bracha to Hashem, I can't remember my dice has to count and one number, and then later on you say the right number, so it's good. Why? Because the divide led sheep in the first place. So he has all the kashas. Well, why is the divide led sheep though? The bracha is the same. He says, no, this is the Rav Yosef speaking. The Rav Yosef, she tells her, she says, Shehayoy. So the conclusion of the bracha, the Amen is said after Lo Ayin. You didn't finish the bracha yet. The mitzvah of Sfiras Hanis is fulfilled in the form of a bracha, and you say the mitzvah Hayali, you say the minyan Hasfira in the text of the bracha. So that's why the Rav Yehuda held that if Sfiras Hanis would have been deraisa, he would have treated it like a static bracha gahakna, like a sake of deraisa lechumah. Yeah. So that's what they say in the yeshivas, that according to that Rav Yehuda, that Sfiras Hanis should be fulfilled in the form of a bracha. If you hold that the Xeris HaKosovov should say Sfira L'Chalecha Ve'echa means that you don't allow Shemek Reina on Sfira Zayner, you don't even allow it on the bracha, because that's two different things. Not the bracha, is a bracha like all the brachas. And the Sfira is a mitzvah Sfira Zayner. No! The mitzvah Sfira Zayner, the Rabbanon, has to be fulfilled in the form of a bracha. So if you hold like the Rav Yod, the Shulchan Aruch is quoting the Shulchan Shabbat. Now, we don't follow that. We don't say Shahadran. We say Amen after everybody finishes. After the Chazan finishes the first bracha. Because there are sheep like that, maybe that's the reason for the minute of Olam that the Chayish is the sheep. And not only don't you allow Shemek Kohen on the Sphere, you don't allow Shemek Kohen on the bracha. Before the Sphere, we say the bracha is the Havkola of the midst of the Sphere. So maybe that's why. Halal also. Halal is a good kashin in not there. So I don't know. Halal, everybody's waiting to say Halal. So let the Chazan say the bracha. Everybody should say Amen. If I think the Sphere is Halal, then they do say Amen.
They do say the bracha anyway.
So why shouldn't we recommend?
I was observing the same question on the house, you know. It's the man trying to profit the Panatala. Not even the proper. I said, Raphael, who is
That's your problem. Yeah. No, that's the problem that you're raising. When we raise the opposite problem, we're asking, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that the 10 people about the Panatal is preferable once you say the book, and everybody should be raising his book. That's over here. It's preferable. Many people are reading. One person should say the book, and everybody should be raising. So why don't we do it by time? So we said everybody's in a rush to stop and everybody's parked at a different time, coming, going to it's a train station. So we can't be mechavim. So the shalom is about 3 o'clock and no one's running anywhere. Everyone just finished Myriad and they're waiting. They're always off that rock and the chazim's off that rock. So let everybody be here. The chazim's off, they're always wrong. So there we gave the tariff. Why? Because the choshesh for those people that's in post-team, that they don't allow shenek on the steer, you don't even allow it on the rock of the steer. Okay. So we have a reason why we keep our money. But the Ksavtoga writes, that by his father, the Ksavtoga, they didn't make such an announcement in Shul, that we shouldn't say Baruch Hu Roshma. His father was not so convinced that the Nebi Yehuda was right that it's a heresy. Didn't you tell him? But he said Baruch Hu Roshma. He wasn't so convinced. And my colleague is not heard of whether that's so clear. He means, and Zaira knows the dog and the brother that you're not supposed to say Baruch Hu Roshma. When he says it, he never says that he has Kavan, it's a low loss station. He's never saying he has Kavan, it's a low loss station. That's what he means. You're demonstrating that you have to have Amish Lolo.
Okay.
So you're asking a different question. You're asking, once you said Amen, so how can you say your own Brahma? Okay. That's the issue that the Rav used to bring up. So then she used to say, you should say I'm the Brahma. With the Chazan. For the Chazan. But the question, so we're asking a question from the other angle, the opposite direction. If everyone is waiting for the Chazan to say hello, no one's running anywhere, everyone's waiting. So let the Chazan say the Brahma, and they should all say Amen. Does the Rav have it? No. I don't know. In the Sefer Tzaddikim, we have a Shtikel HaMahalo. And the Halo is a good Kasha. Just Yano and Yom Kippur night. Yeah. Everybody's waiting, so let them all listen to the Chazan after all. Yes, they have a shalom. And every time they have that's an invitation, that's only a minute. That's how the Rambam is. And the Rambam's stock is that you don't say a brach on a chasla. You say a brach on a chasla. How can we say this is one of? You have to say it's not going to say it's not going to have one of. And you should not. We don't pass him like that. We pass him with a more pass him. The Chabad is a brach on a chasla. So a more pass him, we do say a brach on a minute. So they were those who had the practice that they would, whenever the only chasla house was sent, they would be lying, they would have the chasla say the brach on someone else, a Shabbos break. So he says the bracha, and everybody says the bracha. So we'll say amen. If somebody says the bracha of Asari, you're not allowed to say amen. Yeah, if someone says the bracha of Asari, you're not allowed to say amen. But if it's the public bracha of Asari, so you're not allowed to say the public bracha of Asari. If you're allowed to answer, I'm not a public bracha of Asari. The public bracha of Asari on the Kumar, but it's public amen on the bracha of Asari, so you do say the amen. So that's that practice. That's this sugya. That's going to be this mishnah. Hoya Yoshua, the mishnah says, if all the guests start waiting around and they start saying hamoiki or whatever, or on wine, it's kolechem abakri asim. They're drinking wine, they're eating bread, everybody has their own problem. The only time one can be made to the others is a table, if they have a table. If they're leaning, reclining, then echad abakri asim. Only then do we allow one to say the bracha for all the others. Yeah, that's the shaila. Why? And what about Havdalah? You need Havdalah to Havdalah. Nikon Megillah, you need Havdalah to Kriyat Megillah, to Kriyat Shaykh and Earth, to say Shemek Reina. You need Havdalah, what's that? Chalayin Zah, how can you need Havdalah? So that's what the Rav used to quote, and Rishalmi, and the end of the Rav, and the end of Hashem, and the Rishalmi, that there are three cases where we really shouldn't have allowed Shemei Tzeinu. We're not telling you allow Shemei Tzeinu. I'm benching and I'm Rav Brahman and everything. I'm Kriya Shema, you say Shemei Tzeinu and everything. And with the Rabbanon, we shouldn't allow Shemei Tzeinu on three cases. On Kabbalah, on Marishman, on Kriya Shema. That's the only one major deal for the Mishnah. We say, why not Korin? Why not Roshan Yochid? Because we don't allow Shemei Tzeinu. You don't need a deal to come up in a Yerushalmi, that we don't allow Shemei Tzeinu on Kriya Shema. You don't allow Shemei Tzeinu on Bichat Hanehen, and if you want to eat, you say you won't be off, and you don't allow Shemei Tzeinu on the bracha after the bracha Hanehen, and Bichat Hanehen, and the Alamichi and so on. The only time you do allow one person to say the bracha for the others is Erhei Tzedus. It doesn't have a shakas with Havdol, it doesn't have a shakas with Kiyo Shaker, it doesn't have a shakas with Zikim, with Zimu, Shemei Tzeinu, it doesn't need a Tzedus. The only time you need a Tzedus is and that Yishami has this din, it's based on the Mishnah, it's not that Yishami invented a new din. Yishami says that in the Rabbanon, we really shouldn't allow you to rely on someone else's bracha, which in the truth, every person should say his own bracha. But if it's a state where they're all eating, and the Kriya is the Gitashim altogether, then we consider it as if the whole Chabur is having one Achila, but the whole Chabur is only Mukhlis to say one Hamaitis, not that you say Shemei Tzeinu. That's what the bracha that he says, that's the truth for me, and if he said the bracha, and I said the bracha, he said the bracha, and he said the bracha. No, there's only one hamaytzi for the whole group, there's only one benching for the whole group, not that his benching relates to me with Shemei Tzeinu. We don't allow Shemei Tzeinu. But if I say to then we treat it as one big chabur that's eating, so the whole chabur only needs one bracha, the whole chabur only needs... No, but if they want to have one, if they have a shaver, that's optional. Also needs a shaver. That's what Tasis points out. The bottom Tasis points out that this requirement of a shaver for one to say the bracha to be much to the other is both for Hamoitzi and for Benshin. Both for the bracha shel Lefanel and for the bracha shel Achreya. When you have the next pair about Shlosh Yishof Yitzachas, it was a deal of Zimun, that's only with that statement. If you didn't have a statement, it's not. Statement says that if it's not as if you don't have any head statement, nobody leans down. The statement says that Shiva did down, can't say that it's sitting down around the table, but that's called a head statement. That's a big degree. What if they have a picnic in the park, or a picnic on the lake or something, so they're not sitting down between it? That's what the Gemara says on the base. If they announced in advance we're going to have a picnic right away, days of Manecha, but just the clown, they made up. That's the equivalent of Achila Bikrit. Even though everyone is sitting in a very uncomfortable way, and there's nothing between the two tastes Bikrit, if they made up in advance that they're going to eat together, that's called Achila Bikrit. That's what the deal was in the Rambam, a Mashmor, the Basmo Mashmor from the Rambam, that in this instance, if you don't say Amen, you wouldn't be Yosef. And let's say, and Hadog, if I don't say Amen, I'm Yosef, Shemekai, and Halel, even if I don't answer what I'm supposed to answer, you can be Yosef, Halel, but Shemekai. When I'm benching the Zuman around Hamoitzi, when one person says Hamoitzi, it's mostly everybody, because they're all sitting around the table together, so the Rambam says, the only name to Rambam. Why did you mention him earlier? He already wrote in Torah Palat and Ruchim Brachi. Whenever you hear a Brachi, you should say Amen. And whenever you want to be Yosef with a Brachi, you should say Amen. Even if you didn't say Amen, you're Yosef anyway. Why did you repeat the gospel over here by benching the Zuman and by saying Hamaytzi for others? So that's what the Lord, the Hamar Racha, with the Bitzker of the Major Tears, says from the Rambam, not with Hamar Racha. The Rambam, it might appear that if you don't say Amen, you're not Yosef. Because here, it's one Brachi for the whole Chaburah. So you have to answer Amen to struggle through, that you should be a member of that Kabbalah. If you don't participate in the bracha, so it's not that you're Yosef with Shemei Tzeinu. It's not, if you have a Seder, then you say Shemei Tzeinu. What's the Sushtam, a Seder with Shemei Tzeinu? It's not that if you have a Seder, then you allow Shemei Tzeinu. If you have a Seder, it's one Chabura that's eating. The one Chabura only is required to say one bracha Shalakanera. A Chabura is only required to say one benching of Achalera. But to become a member, to show that you are a member of that Chabura, it's more than you have to say Amen. If you don't say Amen, it's good.
So
it's not the Rav Amar.
It's not the Rav Amar. It's not the Rav Amar. this is what you said also to tell us the same woman. You also verbalize it. That means there is a problem.
Yes, it's a little bit more than how it's not that you have many people doing it together, but it's less of a woman. It's a greater either if one person says the proper.
You know, being quiet would be better than saying.
And say you love, yeah. Being quiet would be better, yeah.
But if you have the issue, the proposition of the house you are beginning with, when you say support, which you know the beginning of the fact that you have a it is merely a clear Bible, so it's just a renascent. And therefore, by a master, there's no food that everybody can put from the different things to them, nobody else, and nobody can make a walk up a company else. But maybe straight from the test of truth in all of them participate, even more than the same thing. So therefore, it's not the simple truth that we call their favor, it's really like the official minute.
As opposed to
in the Bible.
I don't know. The Gemara, I don't think the Gemara understands it like that. The Gemara understands the ratio called Echmabot. They asked because there was a lack of that Seder. You're saying a different word. What are they eating? What are they eating? The Gemara has a shayla about that. On the next day, the Gemara has a shayla. What if they're eating potato chips? What if they're eating potato chips? Does the din say that if you have a Seder, one can say, oh, Adam, or whatever, one can be made to everybody else? If you don't have that, they're all having shops. They're having a beer party.
Yeah.
So it does the din say, if you have a Seder, I can say shakal, it might be everybody else on the beer. If you don't have a Seder, you? Or do you say no, a Seder doesn't even help on beer, a Seder only helps on top of the iron. Or maybe you should say, you don't even need a Seder. I can invite to the others even without a Seder. So the Gemara has all three possibilities. The Gemara has everything. I'm then giving out the Gemara's Mashiach. So there is, that is one way. The way you're suggesting is one way to read the Mishnah. Oh, you're Yoshin Kalach Mubarak Yasmin means because they're not eating bread, they're not drinking wine, they're eating appetizers. They're eating, other things. Achila B'yamata, and all the other achilas, it doesn't help. A Seder wouldn't even help. That's one opinion. That's the machlek, is the Rambam and the Rabbi, how to pass them. The two opinions are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. If they're having a beer party together, can one say Shahakal to be made to the others? The one sheet is that you don't even need a Seder, one can say Shahakal to be made to the others. The other sheet is that her Seder wouldn't even help, either rabbit. And all other work from other than parts of the iron, even if the other Seder wouldn't help. It's not called enough to what it is. So that would be one way to read the ratio of the Mishnah. The Yerushim Kalev and Mavarth and Yatsma is not because of a lack of that Seder, but rather because of the nature of what they're eating. They're eating something rather than parts of the iron. That could be. That could be. That's what the Bishke Rav and Rav Soloveitchik, that's how they were Medanic. They thought that that is the Rav Shita. In Shulchan Aruch it's not mentioned. That's a different thing. Others were Medanic and the Rambam another thing. But the Rambam says in Terek Aleph and Hilchos Brachah is the following. That if a person hears a bracha from somebody else and he has kavod to the Yotzei, you should say Amen on the bracha. And whoever says Kala, Amen, Achim, Abraham, Kila, Hoyt, Yisrach, and Yisrach, and Yisrach, and then he says, and even if he didn't say Amen, if he had Kavanah to be Yotze, he'd Yotze anyway. So some of the dikes on the Rambam that he meant to say like this. If you said Amen to someone else's bracha, then you Yotze, even though you didn't have Kavanah Lotze. Even though he didn't have Kavanah to be Yotze, even though he didn't have Kavanah Lotze, Kala, Amen, Kila, Hoyt, Yisrach, and Yisrach, if you said the bracha. If you didn't say Amen, you want to be out to the Shemeh, join there, so then it's only get Kavan. So that deal, that's what the Raman himself writes in the Shuvah, that he never intended that. That's what he never intended.
Right.
But this is a different Rambam. This is a different Rambam. That they made it here from the Rambam, that it could be that by Benjaminism and by Chazorot HaShat and by Hamaytzi before Neil, you can't be out to the Shemeh, can you have to have Dafkan yet from? There were people who wanted to hop around in their brothers before they even started davening. So it's kind of freedom to do that thing. So one person gives up and he says out loud all the 15 brothers I shall have. Then the next one says all the brothers I shall have. The next one says. So you can be able to their brothers either with 100 brothers that you said, or you enter up to 100 brothers you had in Israel. So they used to have, everyone said brothers I shall have, and I got 15 for my own. I got 15 onions from yours and 15 from yours and 15. So you have 100 brothers before you begin. But the Marzan in the Tshuva has a time that the Gemara in the end of the third parable of Rosh Hashanah seems to say that there's a machlekes where the Shemek, whether it's Mitzvah Kavanah or Mitzvah Saint Kavanah,
So the simple meaning of the Gemara is that if you have mitzvah, A, Sichas Kavana, not only if I myself do the mitzvah, be not Sichas Kavana, even if I'll listen to someone else say Kiddush Avdolah, no Shofar, I'll also be able to Shema Kaina without Kavana. There's no special din that in order to allow Shema Kaina, you have to have Kavana Lahit and Kavana Lahit. You only need Kavana Lahit and Kavana Lahit if you have Shema, if you have listened to Sichas Kavana, if you only say Sichas Kavana, you'll be able to without the Kavana Lahit and Kavana Lahit. So that's what the Gemara sometimes is. If the person is going to say the 10 or 15 brachas hashaka, you're going to say amen, and you don't have the Kedush Kavana Shalom up there, so then you'll yet say ready. So how can you say later on, your brachas hashaka, kabrachal ratzola? You will yet say ready. Unless you have the fire, the patient's in, but you don't want to be yet. That's what he's saying, it's not a proper practice, because not everybody should be coming off and say, no, then you have to have Kavana Shalom up there. Not like it's a sacred thing how we pass by mitzvahs the Rabbanon, more pass him on oath to say ain't Jesus Kavana. This is the Rabbanon. The Bracha is on
mitzvahs
the Rabbanon. The Baratanya writes in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav does not. He says you have to have explicit Kavana Shalom Lev because I don't want to be able to know. That's because you have your place, you have your finger on the place, and you know you want to say this Bracha, that's not the same thing you have Kavana Shalom Lev. You have to have explicit Kavana Shalom Lev. I would have said nothing. The fact that I have in mind to say these 16 grams, that takes Kavana Shalala. I think the Balatani says not so. You have to have explicit Kavana Shalala. Just having in mind that you plan to say the Brahma yourself is not the equivalent of having had in mind Kavana Shalala. Yeah, sure. You get another 16 grams. So for the male Brahma to hold
yet.
If you listen to Hazarat Hashat B'Shachas, you have another 19 grams. And if you got Minchah with the Chazorah Hashat, you have another 19 brachas. You have Minchah, you have 20 and 20, that's a 19 and 19 is almost 40. In the Shabbat, you have 19 and 19, so you have 80. And then you have Birchat HaShachar 16, and the Chazorah Birchat HaShachar another 15. So you finish the whole. You can stay up all day long. You can't sleep to eat the bench to keep on nashing the whole day. On Shabbat, it says you have to keep on nashing the whole day. You know, that's a stolen in the brachas, yes. The Nebish says, on the Tzatzik in Shiashim Chazem, how did you say? So the Medish Rabba on Shia Shim says, what do you mean? Ayashavit Bagan Chaber Rakshim Nikol HaShmini. They sit in the garden on Shabbat afternoon and eat Tairis and they say, boy, be great to be Mashlim in their brothers and Chaber Rakshim Nikol HaShmini. They listen to each other's brothers in order to be Mashlim in their brothers with Ani Asomim. But that's only on Shabbat that you come. On the weekdays you have with the Chazorah Hashat and with the Kriyat HaTayr is good. If you pay attention, if people are schmoozing in the middle of Chazorah Hashat, they're not good. But if they go to shul and they listen, so they can count on the Chazorah Hashat to be mashing in their books, count on the Birchat Hashachar.
So you
need to tell
people to somebody else
to call for time? Yeah, you have in mind. I go to a I went to this today with a son. My mitzvah is not my baby. I think you have that. I listen to someone else their bracha, and I have in mind I want to be out today with the mayor of brachas. So that counts, their bracha. Yes, I have in mind to be out
today
with the mayor of brachas. Yes, I have in mind to be out today with the mayor of brachas. Let's say the chazan says that 15 brachas are shachar, and I say amen, and I have in mind to be out. So I'm out today. The chazan has in mind to be out today. I'm out today. You don't need to say this. There's no reason for me to say that. By Havdalah, there's no reason you should need a Seder. You only need a Seder by eating. By eating, you need a Seder. Let's say by a beer party. Let's say by a people are drinking beer together. They're drinking soda together. But can one say Shahakal to be made to the others and not to be said? That's the Machleg is through the Shemesh in the Gemara. And Machleg is the Ramam and the Rav. The Gemara doesn't have any clear enough. Machleg is the Ramam and the Rav. And have a Paskin. And the two days are quoted by the Mechaber, where the Shad Vom other than Paskin Yayin. It doesn't even help a Seder, or you don't even need a Seder. There's no problem, or the problem is insoluble. 2 days. So those 2 days are only on a Birchas HaNehenu, because whoever is Nehenu should say his own Bracha. So that's an Achloikis. If it's a Maichel that's not so Choshev, it's not Tassin, it's not Yain, it's not so Choshev. So you still say that they have this problem, that you don't allow Shemeh Koine. And for Seder you can't have. But you say, no, another thing's not so Choshev, so it doesn't pose a problem. Well, that's an Achloikis. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah sounds like it says whether you have to have Kavana Lahit and Kavana what? It depends on Mitzvah Sichas Kavana. If you have Mitzvah Sichas Kavana, then you have to have Kavana Lahit and Kavana what? If you have Mitzvah Sichas Kavana, you cannot require Kavana Lahit and Kavana what?
And others disagree. How do we talk to whether this is Kabbalah and says, take it a dina, and take it a dina, and this is the right thing? Akasha, I don't know. It says in the Pesukim that for the purpose of Ne'er Brachos, he said, I mean, you have a mind to be Yotzei, but good enough. It's not that you're going to be Yotzei with the Brachos. Yotzei with the Din. The Ne'er Brachos means you should either say 100 Brachos or pay attention and say Amen to 100 Brachos. Tell me that's the Yotzei Adin. You should either say. So here is a Shaila. Let's say, I say Havdalah to be Yotzei all of B'nai Bayis. So Abdullah is not a problem. That's like saying Birchat HaShachar to be made. You don't need a Seder. I say Abdullah is not a problem. Tesis raises an issue on Nen Gimel Amud Aleph at the end of the long Tesis Toyom. At the end of the Tesis, they raise a problem. What's with the Abdullah about? What's with Abdullah? Because it's really more correct that they should sit down. And they're saying, Abdullah, what's the problem? What's the problem with Abdullah? So the Seder Birchat HaShachar explains the problem is that they have the practice because everybody would drink part of the wine. Like we have the minig by Kiddush, everybody drinks the wine. But they have that minig by Havdalah also. So you're drinking wine. So that's why you have to have Hasedah. But if you're by us, we don't drink the wine. So there's no reason in the world why you should need Hasedah. Why there's no clear? That's that you should be sitting if you plan to drink the wine. That's what the Birch HaShoresh explains in Tosafot. That if you don't plan to drink the wine, then I can be most of you with Abdullah, I can be most of you with the Birch HaShachar. That is never was a problem in the first place. Now he points out another thing. The Tosafot says, we don't have any Hasedah with Mano yet. So what's the equivalent? We're sitting around the table. Most are not sitting on a table. Everyone's riding on a horse. So this mamish must be it. What if they're made up, they're going to have a picnic by the lake? So we said, if they're made up in advance and they announce it, the Gemara says that's the equivalent of a table. That's the same, even though they're not really sitting around the same table. It's a shiur in the clear. Now Tosafot, on the bottom line, I thought that's what you're bringing up. On the bottom line, on Mem Beis and Manala, Tosafot has Akasha. They told the Yishami how to travel. A lot of people violate this all the time. This last line in Tosafot. Tosafot raises a problem. When you say Havdalah, see if everybody wants to drink the wine. Tosafot says the proper thing is you should have a Seder. I'm going to drink the wine. I just want to be mostly them with Havdalah, so there's no reason why you should need a Seder. But Tosafot says to Yishami, what about the it's also a Birchat HaNoah. So in all the Yonim of HaNoah, the Yishami said the person should say his own Birchat HaNoah. Unless you have Hasedah, but in other parts of the world, they don't. In other parts of the world, they don't because they want to have the birth. Yishami should also be Alakot. So only the one who's saying Havdalah is saying Alakot. The birth of the Yishami is Alakot. The bird means stunning the other side. So the bird near your age, Alpipashi, that's not a Birchat HaNen. That's a Machlekes HaKreinus. But the bird near your age is a Birchat HaNen and a Birchat HaRi, a Birchat HaShedot. The Rebbe Nishan, we don't say bird near your age every day when we use light. We only say on the Tzai Shabbos, because that's when the Rebbe Nishan told the Mauritian how to use fire.
In stomach.
Yeah. So the Pashtus is a Machlekes HaKreinus. The East Machlekes has a Walsh to go there on it, one of his Russians. He quotes the Machlekes HaKreinus where there's a burn the Yari Ho'esh is a Birchat HaNenen or a Birchat HaShelach. What's an Afkemina? If it's a Birchat HaNenen, you have to say the bracha before you let it be singing out. Whereas in Birchat HaNenen, you have to say the bracha before you get on one. If it's a Birchat HaShelach, like a Birchat HaRiyah, after you see the lightning, and after you hear the sun, and after you see the owl, and after you see the Yamagam, then you say, you don't keep your eyes closed until the bracha ever lost the Yasam. So he quotes this Machlekes HaKreinus, when do you look at your fingernails before you? I remember one of the boys once asked the Rav, which way is more correct, whether you should look at your fingernails before or after. So he says, you don't look at your fingernails at all. The Rasha says, as long as you're close enough, the Gemara says later, as long as you're close enough to the lane that you could have gotten on there's no need to get any handle. The Gemara says, how close do you have to be? Close enough that if you would have looked at your fingernails, you would be able to distinguish between the nail and the skin. And you would be able to see a shadow over there. But the Gemara doesn't say that you have to. He says, well, what's the whole machlekes? What do you have to look? He doesn't look at all. that's what he said. But I heard him have such much left. So the fastest is that Bar Mir Reish is not a Bichat Amen. The fastest is that it says Bichat Sherek Reidei. That's not a problem. How one person says Bar Mir Reish, full of name, I don't know how to say this. Like the Bichat HaShaka, you don't need a Seder. Like the Havdoni, you don't need a Seder. But what about Bar Mir Reish needed to come in? Bar Mir Reish needed to come in the Zephyr of Hara, so why shouldn't you need a Seder? Unless you say, like the Zlach, Black had a kasha. Why did you want to need a mocker for burning in the summit? And it says, Kol Hashama Talakol Al-Lukol, Kol Hashama, Kol Nishima, Nishima. Kol Hashama goes, I'm not Al-Kol Nishima. His mother is Masha Hashama, Nani Simenu, Ben Abuf Nani Menu. When he pulls to the goof, yes, I know. When you drink, the goof. When you smell the summit, it's only the Nishama's Menu. So that first thing, Kol Hashama Talakol, is the mocker for the din, that when the Nishama's Menu, you have to say Black on Rea for the Lachot, you take my cash and you take some brachas. What do you need a pasuk for? The Gemara says, "Ask Mamashi Yoharim Alam Azeh Belez Bracha." So why isn't it included? So you said a chiddush. So why do you have to say bracha? Abuchas Anehem, Kol Amen, and the Alam Azeh Belez Bracha. Wow, it's an Eitzim Meila. Everything is hegdish, huh? And the Gemara says, "Kol Mamreach, Ein Mamishul Meila." That I'm reach, I'm smelling reach. There's no din of meila. So that's what the Gemara Gevulis, the Gemara Gehalten, that there's no. There's no, the Kapkana de Rabban and Abichas Anenim was never made in the Gabi Reach. It doesn't apply. So that's what we know. I had to dig up a new time. Kol Hashem and Talapur has to be a new time. That's what it's got there. So if you have to think about the Shtikam and the Siyun and Materia, he thinks that it's a Shtikam. Very shredding. Mara is the Perish against the Shtikam. Mara says, what do you mean Reach? There's no Me'ilah. Mara says, it's not true. If you smell the Reach, I'd tell you, La'ach, I should tell you, there's no Me'ilah. If the Kohanim, nothing to start, that's why. If the Kohanim already were mastered, the service on the Mizrach HaPnimi, they already fulfilled the mitzvah, and then it goes up in smoke, and you smell the smoke after they already fulfilled the mitzvah, so the Gemara has a problem. Whenever you have a Dabba Shal Hegdish, and the mitzvah has already been fulfilled with it, that removes the Yitzhamim. This is the only time called Mandirim to do the mitzvah. But if you smell spirit, Koydim, Shemus Kaima mitzvah, there is a thing of Me'ilah. So if it's also Bahamas, Smeralim, Al-Zeb, Beloit, Brochel, so Reach is included. Very shved, it's not, the Hoichofa is very shved. So that was Shaila, what's the nature of the Birchot HaReya? Is it a Birchot HaNenin? And we can accept the Birchot. We hear that Yushalmi asks Akasha. When I say Havdol and I might say everybody else, and the Bari Miyari Hoish is currently just not a problem. Bari Miyari Hoish is not a Birchot HaNenin. It's not a problem. And the Havdol itself is not a problem. And the Bari Havdol, and he's not drinking the wine. So that is not a problem. If he wants to drink the wine, it is a problem. So Tzitzitaki says, let everybody sit down. Let him have a Havdol. Tzitzit's practice was that they didn't all sit down and they did drink the wine. So Tzitzit says, how are you talking? So Tzitzit says, it's really not right. It's preferable that they should all sit down. But the Yasha is a minute. So they kind of, what if a lot of people say Kiddush then? And everybody drinks the wine, so where's their favorite? So Tzitzit says, they're standing in the place around the table. So that's the
Havdol.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. The doctor for this reason, the Gemara says indeed that it's not healthy to eat the drink food when you're standing. Okay. Even if you ate it or you drank it when you're sitting and you jumped up right away, the Gemara says not healthy. So that's a different reason. Even though the Achaim said, even though they say Kiddush and Abdel was standing, they should be careful to sit when they eat or drink because it's not healthy. Well, they say, no, it's not healthy to eat your food when you're sitting. The place is surrounded by the Havdalah also then, meaning goes that everybody sips a little bit of the wine, and then it goes that the altar of Havdalah is standing. So the same rule, just like that Kiddush. A lot of people say Kiddush standing, and say that's the clear. Since they're standing around the table, that's the clear. They have the Havdalah also. But they say it's preferable, you should sit. Yeah. But it's only preferable to sit if you want to drink the wine. If you don't want to drink the wine, so on the Havdalah per se, it's not a problem. But Bechaz HaShacha, and the Bar Mir Reish is not a problem. What about the very minute this summer? What about that Mamish Abichas HaNenim? He's taking Sotki Yishalmi, seems to assume that the Bari Minim B'Samim is Abichas HaNenim. Like, not like the flock, which are a new animal, a new thing, Abichas HaShem. The Bari Minim B'Samim is a real Abichas HaNenim.
So
Abichas HaNenim, where's the Hasbeza?
You don't need, whoever has Hasbeza knows.
No. Where's the
Hesed?
Why not? It doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
That makes Yishalmi's Kasha. So how can one say, but it's not the same thing like the other? The whole concept of Hesed.
So
you should require that person to say, to themselves, the Yishami, let's face it, the Yishami didn't, the Yishami were not jealous down. One person said they're going to Yishami and everybody was Yishami. The expectations caught that Kasha, the Yishami, Parish, Yishami has the Kasha. How can one person say in Hadrola or any time, the Mishnah says that one person says the bracha on the Mugmar and everybody says the Mugmar is a bar means stomach. And everybody says it's a hakasha, how does it work? And for the Yishami, Tanandamai. If I say Hamoiti, the chala that I eat, you're not eating. The chala that you eat, I'm not eating. If I say Dorothy, I'm dropping. The part of the wine that I drink, you're not drinking. We're all going to have a drinking party. Everyone's drinking some Coca-Cola or schnapps or whatever. So whatever I'm drinking, I'm eating. Each guy is on his own. So you want to say Shemei Koina? So you really shouldn't allow Shemei Koina to be chasanen. If you want to eat, you should say one bro. But the Reach, the same Reach floats around. The Reach is coming from the same thing. The same Reach floats around to everybody. They all know the same Reach. So that's why the Yisraelim, they all need one bro. That's what the Yishami is. So I just want to point out that in a lot of places, you don't let the people tell. And one person says 1 minute stomach. It's going to take an hour or two. And we have 10 different containers of stomach. Then you have a problem. Then they should all say their own profit. They should all say their own profit. Because there is no head state, they should. Because there is no head state, it doesn't even if they're having a state, but what it doesn't make sense, I think. You don't need have data for the wine. That you don't need have data for the wine. It's the kriya.
Part of the wine.
Yeah, I know, but to say that the has, but the kriya should help for the brain and stomach. That's your body.
Yeah,
doctor.
Isn't the whole process
everything is ala yayin. So even the brother brain and stomach is considered a bracha lakos. It's enhanced, especially
with the coffee.
Okay, but that doesn't need patients, especially because they're all standing around the table.
Yeah.
But not in a hotel, they're not eating. I'll be standing around the table, they're all waiting in Abdullah, sure.
No,
not really. There's not going to be any careers. By the way, they're all going to sit down later to drink the wine. They're going to sit down around the same table, there's going to be a few. Here, each man is on his own. So the conversation points out, the bottom line is this. Yishami Tariq, how can it be? Maishna de Mugma Fidel Hekay Bakan Baba Kun Yishami Esther. Well, Nishani de Mugma Kulum and Emma de Yaka. They were all smelling the same Reya. So that's the difference. Abel Achim Ishti, ain't a boil of Mizaka, everybody eats his own. But if Yishaka has many different containers of stomach, then it's like Achim Ishti, then you should rely on his brother, you should say your own brother.
But even at home, it's not the normal like they had, where the fragrance was present to everybody. Here, if you don't take the cup, you don't smell it.
Even if it is the same container, also shouldn't work. Also shouldn't work. Shalom whether Havdallah is there, right? So we thought from Havdallah is there, right? My pleasure. We thought from Havdallah is there. No, the government is coming. It's not there, right? Not there, right? Yes, there's a stoppage. Then in some is a chelik of
Havdallah.
You
don't have it, you know?
Yes. Why does it make it any better? Still a problem. Why does it make it any better? It's a problem. The Gemara says there is Ne'ilut, it's not Peres, there is Ne'ilut, unless you smell it after the Mitzvah has already been fulfilled. Right. Yes, against the Tzlach, how can the Tzlach say that the Tzlach on Reyach is not based on the regular din, because there's never any meal on Reyach? That's not true, there is meal on Reyach.
Why should there be meal on Reyach?
The Gemara says The Gemara says the only time the Zombie Line Reach is, the finest kind of Mitzvah.
So the Zombie Line Reach is the
No, not spreading the Reach. Once you burn the service on the Mitzvah HaMitzvah HaKeres, on the Mitzvah HaKmini, the Mitzvah has been fulfilled, so then you're permitted to walk over and smell it. It's not just spreading the Reach is the Mitzvah, burning it is the Mitzvah, even if it doesn't spread the Reach. Once the mitzvah has been fulfilled, the burning on the mitzvah, Gemara has a discussion at what point is the mitzvah fulfilled. The right of the Torah started to get shleima, part of the Torah started. But whenever that point is reached, that the mitzvah of Haftarah Haftarah has been fulfilled, Ois Me'ilah. But I'm smelling some in Boilam Hazer, we didn't fulfill any mitzvah yet. So if it's easy to say that there's no Me'ilah, it should require a book to be master of the Yisra Kodesh. Let's have the flesh of korbanos and the hot chalev. So I'm supposed to burn the chalev on the mizbeach. Korban I didn't burn on the mizbeach. It's an isa mila. Once I burnt it, I have to burn more. Once it turned to ashes, no more mila. The work is not exactly because you still have the mitzvah of trumas hadeshin. Once it did trumas hadeshin, the hachshav hadeshin, that's not a mitzvah. That's just in order that the mizbeach shouldn't be dirty. But the trumas hadeshin, that's a mitzvah. So the ashes are still lying in the mizbeach of trumas hadeshin. Once I did the Trumas Hadeshin, every morning I have to do Trumas Hadeshin, and all the mitzvahs have been fulfilled, because Ois, Yisra Kodesh, there's no reason because you can use the Yeshiv for whatever you want. There is a difference thing, that there is a din if you put trach of food in the pot with kosher food and it gives a tam, that makes the kosher food trach, but if you break the both in the same oven, and the aroma from the trach of food enters a little bit into the kosher food, but it didn't really cook together, so only the reach goes into that din of sometimes yes, sometimes no, sometimes it's late. Reach alav yof, the reach is not a form of tantika.
Not the end, not like the
yes. It's not, the din of time keeper doesn't apply to it. But if you walk up and you smell something, it is called getting on earth. What called getting on earth? So the Gemara says it is a form of Megillah, the more of the Hegdish. If you smell something, that's Hegdish. If it's Mutter Bano, right, and that's what's about the whole. That is just about that. That's me. Remember, my uncle always used to warn his children when the neighbors would be, my uncle just made a brick on his grandchild from Fiona. So he always used to warn his children when they were little, when the neighbors would be frying whatever flesh, they said, kids keep coming to the house. That's the bachava. He always thought that the neighbors would fry it with butter or cook it with milk. And the flesh with milk, even if it's nevela, if it's chazer, if they're frying ham and butter, there's not that for the follow on behind the player. But if it's nevela chayko from a kosher animal, then we pass it as a reason he's about to the cholo. He's a cholo lethal. He's about to the cholo lethal. Because he says, if it's a violent about the cholo, let's come to the festival. You're not allowed to walk near a delicious bakery on Pesach in order to smell the pleasant aroma of the freshly baked bread. Because you're getting on off on coming to Pesach. Yes. If you go specifically, if you're walking down the block anywhere in order to get the shoe, then you happen to smell something more because that's mitzvah. But the ground of your way in order to smell it, that's a violation of the Syria or not. But if it's something that's called Chomet is also by law. That's the Chomet is also by law. It's something that's mitzvah. Trait and meat is mitzvah by law. The trait and meat you can smell. It has a pleasant aroma. You can smell. A lot of parts you say like that. If they say they're on a mic, they say come out as an I'm not like it. And the Chubbuk Malamed Lahoyo, he's in the Yashik in Minigal, Malamed Lahoyo can learn by the Ksav Sefer. And then he was a Rabbi Tzvi. And then he was in Hilfesheim Seminary. He was the Rosh Hashim of Hilfesheim Seminary. And he was an old man, and then they got Peter Hayes, they got Weinberg.
to give the shiur. And then the Malang Bahar died, and then he was left. Malang was left. So he was, he started from Ungar. And he, I mean, that was the meeting, in Hungary and Galicia, that the Father God said, I might see, on the Lechem Mission, then he gave Chala, and then everybody would take it on, I might see. So he's Miyashev, he's saying, he's the Father. But in the Yerzeh, Lechem Mission, he told the Yerzeh, they'll name. But they had in mind not to be Yerzeh, they would pay for the Bichas on the Hema, they just wanted to be Yerzeh with the Lechem Mission. And others thought, not good. That's why it gets involved. Others thought that you're not Yerzeh, Lechem Mission, if you say you own Amorti on a slice. You have to be Yerzeh, but here's Amorti over the two slaves. Different day, different day, different day, okay, we'll have to stop you on the top and then days and days. A lot of this we already learned, so next week we're going to have to go a little faster. Basically, we got it. And today said in Parshas Tazria Mitzora that the Rambam in the Minyan HaMitzvah gives you the Rambam counters the Mitzvah Sheyehei HaMitzora Tomei Sheyehei HaZav Tomei Sheyehei HaYoledes Tmeya Sheyehei HaZavah Sheyehei HaZavah Tmeya. When we use the Mitzvah, it's not Parsha. That's how the Rambam used to say. The Goyim had a Tmeya. The Goyim divided up, the Rambam divides everything either Mitzvah says or Mitzvah says. The Goyim had a third category. Parshia Shabbatot. So the Rambam doesn't have the Parshia, he took all the things that the Gemara called Parshia Tumazah, and he counted it as a Mitzvah and Mitzvah says. But it doesn't really mean a Mitzvah says, it means a Parshia Mitzvah. Parshia Tumazah, Parshia Tumazah, and so on. Then in addition to the Parshia Tumazah, Parshia Tumazah Mitzvah, the Ramban has Hasogis on the Seif HaMitzvah. At the end of the Mitzvah says, the Ramban gives you the Hashmotis, the list of the mitzvot that the Rambam forgot to mention, and at the end of the mitzvot says he has all of the list of the mitzvot. Everybody knows the famous mitzvot of dollars. The Rambam has the mitzvot to live in Eretz Yisrael, to control the Israeli government, should be in the Jewish control. That's the Rambam, the Hashmotis to the millionaires, the mitzvot dollars. But on today's Sedra he has mitzvot dollars in the Hashmotis to the million ha'efen. He says in Parshas Mitzora, it says on the Beged, you have a Beged Hamanuvus, it says, Tarat Mamerisi. The Rashi question says, Kohanu from the Mishnah, what is the expression Mameris? Tehlo Me'era, Me'era means a curse. Give it a curse, you should be married to the Fasabano. But a Beged Hamanuvus, the Fasabano, Mishnah is like that. And it's a whole city in the Gemara, in both places, in Territus and Talitha. Gemara talks, what if you use a sandal, shalchamitza, that's a sandal hamuzgar, a sandal hamuchlot, you say that since it's also banot, that you take the next shiure, it can be the nishav dami, it doesn't have the shiur, it's not called chayto shiur ragloi, a complicated speaker of Gemara. The interpretation of the Mishnah is really more, that there's a din, that the beggar hamuzgar is also banot. So the Rambam says, the Rambam forgot to count this in the Minyan. This should be a mitzvah. And don't tell me, then he says, and don't tell me that this is all included in the mitzvah of Tumas Sarat Gadim, which the Rambam quoted. Shehei ha deget tomei, the Tumas Sarat Batim, Sarat Bnei Adam. So don't tell me that it's included other Pasha too. Shazu HaMitzvah, Eina Nimitz, the Mitzvah HaTarach, Mitzvah HaAchas. It's not included in the same Mitzvah. There's a cloud, you don't count the Chelke HaMitzvah as a Mitzvah. So don't tell me this is why. She'ein ve'in yiradin ha-tumah v'atara. This has nothing to do with the Tumah is that it should be coming. This is a din that you talk about. Separate. Who din me'yukad if me'atmoy? Just like we all know that the last line in the Ramban, Mitzvah says to you dollars. And Hashmat is just like Kasher, it says regarding the Mitzvah. Zodat Yeshem is Hutzah Machan and Meshavah. So would anybody tell me that since you've already counted the Mitzvah, Shehei HaMitzvah Tomei, so you don't have to count as a separate Mitzvah, the Zodat Yeshem is Hutzah Machan and Meshavah. That's the din of the Nihuk HaMitzvah, how you have to fear Zodat Yeshem. There's one Mitzvah, Shehei HaMitzvah Tomei, then there's another Mitzvah, Zodat Yeshem is Hutzah Machan and Meshavah. So similarly over here, Shehei HaBeged HaMitzvah Tomei is one Mitzvah, and then there should be also one or another mitzvah. Kasha shift the bottom, because from that moment the mitzvah is me'atmoy, and it's a kalvachoy mehazovah. More so over here. That's what the Ramban writes.
on the bottom of the page in the Shigam edition, he quotes, there's something fishy over here. Neither the Rambam nor the Ramban count Rabbi Yeshua in the book of Nachum Yeshua as a mitzvah sefer. What did he do over here? Because we all know that counts as second mitzvah. The Chaim edition counts as second. What do you mean we all know? Kasher shouldn't say that it's a chedek mechatzim. Just like Rabbi Yeshua, not only here talking about. But still, it's what is he talking about? I saw someone suggest the following. It's a question what this means. The Rambam, when he has the minyan ha-mitzvah, he does not count for the Yesh Mechitz Malachim HaShol, but he does count the following. A mitzvah says a kuf yud beis. There's a mitzvah priya or frima. There's a din, because of your human Rosh Yechirua, about stuff on the outer, that the mitzvah has to have the godly kuhim, the godly kuhim, the beggar has to be karua, Rosh Yir Parua, the Gemara has a machlegu for Tamim. Sometimes says, not allowed to take Osir to Tiglach, not allowed to take your haircut like an Ozo. On top of Yata, you have to have a Tipa Farosh. You have to have these three observances. So the Rambam counts them as one mitzvah. Even though they're not really the same, the Gemara says that three or three of is a Mishnah in Megillah, in the first parish. Ain Bain, or Hishakas Mishnah is the women have the same mitzvah as the men, unless a woman is a mitzvah, so she also has all the dinner, but the fear of Sima is only for men and not for women. Well, Sotam Yata even applies to women. The Atifa Sarosh is needed even for women, and the fear of Sima, the Rambam likes the famous love of that. He is Rosh, Ein Anashim Chayyav is Zari Yam Lorem, that's what it says in Megillah, in the first prayer, for each Tarei Afer, many should pray out to Tarem, although he taught the Asokim, that she doesn't have to do. So the Dinam are not identical, nonetheless, the Rambam lumps them all together in one mitzvah. Are you talking about the one mitzvah? If Fria or Frima, having the blood and kruim, and having the hair grow wild, that it does not apply to women. And that's not from the after that, it does apply to women. How is he? So the details are not the same. So the Rambam puts it all together, he lists it up like this. Mitzvah is Kufi's base. He should be one of the years on the third year, Dua la Kol. You want the Mitzvah should be Nikar. Actually, you pray for the men of the Yadim. Ram Lori's God, Batua Shabbat Nega. The Tommy Tommy Yikra. You want that he should do things that should separate him from everybody else that should all know that he's a Tommy. So the Rambam claims that these are only Chalkei HaMitzvah. Like just a marshal. The Rambam holds that Avelus Yamishin is their right. A lot of things that are us, Avelus Yamishin, Rechitza, Sikha, Mimikha, Tamil, Tashu, Shamitza, all kinds of different things that are us. You're going to count all of them as a, and Shabbos, you have Lamas, I said, no, you won't count them as 39 and 2. It's one din, not the Malacha. There are many various forms of Malacha. So Avelus Yamishin is their right. It says, Linnig Avelus Yamishin. Don't say Rechitza, Sikha, Mimikha, Tashu, Shamitza, etc., etc., each one separately. The Glachas and Techbos and so on. And there are a few details of that. So apparently, that's what I'm saying, that's what the Ramban was driving at. Brother Yeshu, the first time I'm in my shirt, boy. This is one of the halakim of this mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that he should be Yadua Lakol, he should be different, moved on. As she got the man of the Ram, he should be moved on. And you have four halakim, not three. The question is, what do they all have in common? What does she brought no near Tamasuri or do Allah call out she brought in a minute? What does that mean? So the Rambam presents the Kilo. You want to have a harchoke from this man, that everybody should know the Tamas on the Ikra, everybody should know, not to be in the time of him. I thought maybe it doesn't exactly mean like that. This is the question. The Rambam refers you to the Gemara, to the Sefer. The Gemara in the beginning of Ola Megalchon has that Dini Avelus are not Noyeg on Yonkos. The Gemara has a topic, well, what about the Nehugim of the Mitzorah? Is he Noyeg? The Nehugim of the Mitzorah, Priya Pima, are also at the Tatum of Avelus. So let his hair grow. So does he observe these Dini on Yonkos or not? So what is the Gemara's topic? And they got from the conclusion that yes, that they are knowing. The Gemara says they are knowing on Yom Kippur. So what was the study of topic? So if you say the way the Rambam sounds like he's saying that three or three more is not available to Shehei Yadua Lakol. So why is it in the spirit of Yom Kippur? Available to him to Yom Kippur because this is Simcha, this is available. And it's a type of the fact that if this is Shehei Yadua Lakol of Umdor, so that's not in the spirit of the Simcha Yom Kippur. So maybe this goofer was the Gemara's desire. Is the
common denominator of all of these prodigations of Tamachim and Shavah, so from that to everything is a form of Avelis, in which case it should not be Noyig B'Reza, but no, it's a different mitzvah sheet as well, and therefore it is Noyig B'Yamzah. Maybe that mitzvah was the Celtic and the sheet as well, is that it's not a form of Avelis. Or one could perhaps learn otherwise. You could learn otherwise. A little unclear, because the Rambam says that the Kain Gadol is not allowed, the God of La Yisra, the Zerosh of La Yisra, the God of La Yisra, the Kain Gadol is not allowed to observe Avelis at all. They thought to Tishrei, but if the Kain Gadol becomes a Mitzorah, the Hatzah Rosh, as well as Egel, the Rabbis Kain Gadol, the more folks that in Eilu Mitzorah. Even if the Kain Gadol became a Mitzorah, the Din does apply to God of Yisra, Rosh Yisra. How come? I would have said, has nothing to do with that topic, because the Rambam quotes the Sefer because Efer does the Leite Efer. It means that he is over the Lav of God of Yisroel, and the Lav applies to a kind of observing Avelis, and Kroizim, and here Efer does the Leite Efer, he has to observe over here. It sounds perhaps that there is a Lav, that the nature of the Lav is that this is a new Avelis. The both started in the Gemara of Yisrael were, that the idea of the Shmurdin and Bodhi Yeshua Mukhus Ramachim and Ashoga, Sri Yor, and Dalfam Yata, Gilfarash, everything are forms of Nihu Gazelis. And Adonav, and now we understand why by women now. The Gemara says, by looking clear, you have fullness by women. You don't want the woman to walk around undressed, and the Yishu Shavah loves on the altar, and it's now covered. The Gemara says, the woman's with Kriya, so she's allowed it, and we have fullness of life. And the same thing here. The Mechabe quotes a thesis from a thesis in Yeromis, and then Gimel or something. So it's in Yeromis, and the Shulchan Aruch discussed also in what the Tisha B'Av and Mechabe Yeredei quotes, that by women we're making a little bit about the haircut. Also, after the one opinion is after Shul, one opinion is after the Shulchan. But also, that's what the Mishnah says, that the three or three don't apply to women. A Tafim Yata does apply, but the Nation Mechut Nachum does apply, all the other laws about them do apply. Except for these, they don't apply as much to women as to men, because by women it's more. The Hezbollah is Bosh's wife. The halacha we once discussed, what is required in Avelis? The issue that is in required Nidl Merubah, but not Tzar. So let that person is an Istinus, and by not taking a death in 10 days, he's going to be scratching an itching all over. That's not only Nidl Merubah, that's Tzar. Akkadei Kapta halacha doesn't require. It's not like you have a special cooler. It's not a special food that a mission is the Muslim Khaila does that. But no, that's more than it's been required. That's not required. Let's say if the shiva is up, the person has to observe shloshim, that's one of the times. So what's required the shloshim? Evil the mikvah. So what if the person is not allowed to change his clothes? You're not going to change his shirt, he's going to be black. What if it looks filthy? Babushas, that he's doing. But then the shiva says you don't need any special Mukhailas and shots to be made. That's more than Allah requires. Just like if you have an distant of shiva. So you make them because that's more than has been required. So if you're going to have Nivol, Meruzah, and Shloshim, that's also more than has been required. Let's say you're being Kurdish. The halacha doesn't require Nivol at all. It just requires Nivol Tanugim. What if the person has such long hair? Achigar b'chaver. It looks terrible. It's evil. So once it enters into the category, that's more than has been required. So it's Mutah. It's not that you have Hatera. It's not Hatera. It's more than has been required. So the Rishonim had a gift in the Gemara and Yibam, and compared to Achelet, that by women, if the woman needs a haircut and she doesn't cut her hair, that's a very evil merubah. So if it's after Shiva, in the middle of Shloshim, so there's one day in Rishonim, the woman can already take it. If she feels she needs a haircut, it's already called evil merubah. She's left by a man, it's not called, not so much, unless you really need a haircut. But by women, no more makeup. So that could be that based on how it's been. One could learn that there are four parts of one mitzvah. What is the one mitzvah? So the Rambam starts off that you should be Yadua Lakol Shibazun Amenu, a heker. But one could say otherwise in the Gemara, that's really a form of the mitzvah of Avelus. It could be that that's also a form of Avelus. Isn't that that's also a form of Avelus? Anyway, bring the shiva. What's the nature of this for this? Oh,